winning call. Howard Morton for WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
Do you like to attempt to have an invention patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on all this, free number.
Call 800-346-9966.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll free.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
ConnectCare, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At ConnectCare, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At ConnectCare, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At ConnectCare, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At ConnectCare, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At ConnectCare, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At ConnectCare, we still provide urgent care. And at ConnectCare, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at ConnectCare, but we're still connected to you. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Hi, I'm Randy Grimm.
And I'm Lisa Tan.
Join us Fridays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. for Animal Tales on AM 920 WGNU.
Randy and I discuss the issues that matter most to you and your animal companions,
such as animal welfare and environmental issues,
and answer your questions about pet care. It's 2 hours of fur, friends, and fun every week with me, Lisa Tan.
And me, Randy Grimm. That's Animal Tales.
Fridays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on AM 920 WGNU.
Woof.
Remember when you saw the homeless woman in the snow and you almost volunteered to work in a soup kitchen? Or when you saw the news report about wounded soldiers and you almost visited the veterans hospital? Or when you almost brought dinner to your neighbor with AIDS? Remember all those times you almost helped? You meant to, but somehow you forgot. You were too busy and it slipped your mind. Well, it's only human, this almost giving. But if you almost gave, there's a good chance everybody else almost gave, too. Which means it's quite possible there was no soup kitchen at all. That no one visited those vets. And that your neighbor never got that hot meal. Because almost giving is the same as not giving at all. Don't almost give. Give. To find out how, visit our website at don'talmostgive.org. This message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Ruff the Crime Dog here. I deal with a lot of criminal types, and lately, more of them are identity thieves, because identity theft is one of the fastest growing crimes in America. So let's hear how they do it.
Identities are easy to catch online. I just go fishing for them. I send people an official-looking email pretending to be their bank or credit card company and ask them to confirm their personal information. Hooks them every time.
Stealing folks' identity is as easy as standing behind them on the checkout line. When they open their wallets, I'm ready to take a picture of their driver's license with my cell phone camera. It's a snap.
You can learn a lot from the criminal mind, but you can learn even more from me. Safeguard your personal information on the phone, online, and especially around the house, because half of identity theft is committed by people you think you know. Take it from McGruff. Keep your identity to yourself and take a bite out of crime. For more information, visit the National Crime Prevention Council at ncpc.org.
A message from this station, the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, and the National Crime Prevention Council.
Close your eyes in Chicago, and you can hear the sound of zebra braying in Africa. Look hard out your window in D.C., and you can see the snow-covered peaks of the Andes. Stand on a corner in L.A. and feel the hot wind of the Sahara brush across your face. The world is that small. We are that connected. Please visit earthshare.org and learn how the world's leading environmental groups are working together, making it so simple for you to make a difference. Because we are many, and we are one. Please visit us at earthshare.org to learn more. EarthShare. One environment. One simple way to care for it all. A public service message from EarthShare and the Ad Council.
We've been business partners for almost 10 years. We started with nothing.
Except big dreams.
But we really built something.
And we want to keep it, no matter what.
Tornadoes, cyber attack. We needed a plan that would get the business back up and running.
Then we found Ready.gov. Yeah. It has great stuff to put an emergency plan together.
Oh, yeah. Before Ready.gov, my partner here was all, a plan will cost too much. It'll take too much time.
Okay, I was wrong.
Yeah, what he means is that going to Ready.gov was all my idea.
Yeah, but I agreed it was a good one.
Well, after you saw the free templates, checklists, and ideas.
Now that we have an emergency plan, we worry less about the unforeseen.
And worry about the foreseen. The payroll, our customers.
In other words, we have lots of reasons to get worry lines.
And therefore, lots of worry.
With a friend, coworker, or family member, it really matters to me. So call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA. Tune in every Monday through Friday afternoon from 2 until 4 and take on the day with me, Dr. Laura, on AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can I say? I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother.
To use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you and people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out.
A struggle against the common enemies of man. Tyranny. Poverty.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the morning wake-up call. Say my name, say my name, say my name. How about this? Say my name and read my mind. Say my name and read my mind. Because I know, you know what I want to talk about this morning. I know you know what I want to talk about this morning. Say my name and read my mind. Go ahead, you can do it. Go ahead, you can do it. You know what? I know you can. 1-877-920-WGNU. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get to me. Is it about the crime or is it about those that stand accused of crimes? Is it about the crime or is it about those who stand accused of crime? Let me read my mind. Say my name, read my mind. I remember, and I'm going to do a little bit of research here in a couple of seconds. See, I'm gonna remember. There are two stories. There are two things I want to talk to you about this morning. But I want to lead off with Where do we... And then they're intricately connected. They are. They're intricately connected. The well of compassion and understanding. There's one place where the well of compassion and understanding and care and concern seems to be overflowing. One can always dip into a certain well, located at a certain zip code, on a certain street, in a certain section of this place called America. The well of compassion and understanding, and I get it, and oh, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, it is a tragedy over here on this street, in that zip code, in that corner of this country that we call the United States of America. But to take a step in another part, on another street, with a different zip code. Let's say that the zip code is printed a little bit more deeply into the parchment. Let's say that the zip code is a little bit, what should I say, a little darker ink. And you go to this well of compassion and concern and understanding and caring and empathy. And the well of, I feel your pain. And you look into your scooper out, your tin cup out to dip into that well of compassion and concern and Lord help us when you look into that well to drench yourself with that thing called compassion and understanding in that well, at that place, with that dark ink. I don't seem to find too much. Let me just put it this way. The well is dry. The well is dry. My mind, my mental Rolodex, my head, my heart, my world goes back to a number of years ago when there were some babies playing. And they do and did as babies do. They got themselves into, they made baby decisions. And they said, we're playing hide and seek. Let's go hide and seek one another in the trunk of this car. Do you remember? Are you reading my mind? Those babies crawled into the trunk of that car, and that trunk became their tomb. As I dip into my well of compassion and concern and understanding and empathy and knowledge of what a tragedy is, I dip into my well and there's plenty water there. I understood that this and that was a tragedy. But at another place, in another time, they didn't drive to work and forget their babies in the back seat of their car. Oh, no. They were working to earn a living. They did not have a pediatrics degree on their way to work. They were not a husband and wife, husband medical researcher, wife pediatric doctor on the way to their busy, confusing schedules lives. And make no mistake, my heart goes out
to know that mother and that father, that doctor, that pediatric doctor, and her husband, who left the baby down in the car for 3 hours, 7-month-old baby, and the baby died, and the baby died. But my mental Rolodex, my heart, my head, the immediate, I cannot help but observe that the immediate description of this child's death was one of compassion and understanding of a hurried schedule. Excuse me. If you can understand away that a pediatrician and her husband could be so busy that they could leave their baby in a car and the baby could die, if you could explain that away, then please explain away to me. Explain to me why you couldn't explain away a mama's working at her own job and her baby playing. And baby making a deadly baby decision. They wanted to hang that mother. I wonder if they want to hang a pediatrician. I'm just saying. They're both tragedies. Hearts and souls and tears should be directed to the parents in both of those situations. But it wasn't. But how many parents have forgotten their babies? My name is Liz Brown. I'm going to get to your calls when we come back because I want y'all. I need to get it out. Okay, I needed to get it out this morning. I wanted you to hear my name and read my mind this morning. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, I know y'all need to get it out, too. I need to know what y'all think about this. You need to give me a holler at 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to give me a call at 454-0400. You need to get with me on this one. You need to get with me on this one. Say my name.
Good morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. Let's take a look at your traffic and weather. Baxter at Wild Horse Creek. Those traffic lights aren't working. Treat them as four-way stop and use caution. Westbound 5570 into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look forward to normal slowdowns. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is moving well across the span into the landing at this hour. Northbound Route 3. Look for no problems on that approach as of yet. From 3200 South Broadway into 44. Look for slowdowns there. Eastbound 40 from Mason through McKnight. Look for delays around the 270 exchange. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. For today, look forward to hot, partly sunny, 40% chance of showers today, high in the upper 90s. Heat index will be around 100 by this afternoon. This evening, showers and thunderstorms likely. Lows in the lower 70s. Saturday, not quite as warm. Mostly cloudy in the morning, becoming partly sunny throughout the day. Chance of showers, a high in the mid-80s. And Sunday, partly cloudy with a high around 90. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 82 degrees and some clouds. Lambert Field is reporting 82 as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. Up next, it's more with the award-winning wake-up call and Liz Brown. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
What's better for your brain than TV? Quicker to open than Windows and more portable than a laptop. Why, books, of course. I'm Maria Rogers O'Rourke, co-host of Women Inspiring Women's Authors on the Air program, a lively conversation about books. Join us every Friday for discussions with a variety of authors on timely topics, the creative process, and how to get published.
And I'm Mary Menke, happy to be part of the new hosting team for Authors on the Air. Join us every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. here on AM 920 WGNU.
I'm Phil Person of Person Roofing. We've been in business about 17 years, and we've advertised on WGNU almost that whole time. We have installed over 5,000 roofs in that period of time, and today I have a customer here. His name is Mr. Merriweather. Mr. Merriweather, I think we installed a roof on your house about 10 or 12 years ago.
Yes, you did.
Recently, you had a little storm damage on that roof, didn't you?
I sure did.
Can you tell what happened?
Yeah, Mr. Person come out and repaired my roof and didn't charge me anything.
And you haven't had any problems since we did a repair?
I sure haven't.
Even though your warranty was out, we still came out and took care of your roof.
Right.
We try to service our customers, and if you would like to have a new roof, call us at 361-7127. That's Person Roofing at 361-7127. All phases of roofing. Thank you.
This is Mark Glass. Tune in every Friday at 5:15 for What's New at the Movies on AM 920. I sit through the bad ones so you don't have to and give you an early heads up on the good stuff. So for advice on getting the best mileage from your entertainment budget, join me, Mark Glass, for What's New at the Movies, Friday afternoons at 5:15 on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues and the movies that matter most to you.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the wake-up call. This is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
On the same page this morning.
All right.
Most mornings we are. I woke up this morning and I read the Post Disgrace, the article on that particular incident, and I was outraged. These people weren't negligent. They were multitasking parents.
Is that how they described them?
That's how they described them.
Multitasking.
So the media are setting them up not to even be arrested, let alone convicted. You talk about the kids that died in South St. Louis a few years ago. They were playing in the car. Well, I'm going to bring an incident up that just happened less than a month ago. There was a female at a daycare left a child in the car for 15 minutes, African-American.
That's right.
She was locked up on the spot.
No, no, she was, they put hand, you know what, I'm so glad that you reminded me of that. They put handcuffs on her.
She was locked
at the
on
scene.
The spot.
At the scene, they put handcuffs on her. So, and she had how many kids?
She had 15 kids.
15
that
kids.
That weren't her own kids.
That weren't her.
We're talking about people, their own kids.
You know what? You are so right. You are so right. They put handcuffs on her at the spot.
They locked up on the spot. I'm outraged.
Why weren't these parents, why didn't they? Now, I don't know that they ever charged that woman, but the immediate response to her was not, "You're multitasking," was not, "We understand that you didn't mean to do this." Was not, you know what, we're going to let you, we're not even going to, we'll talk about that later, let's just get the kids home. No, those kids got to see that woman put in handcuffs. The world got to see her put in handcuffs because I saw it on the news. But these were multitasking parents with 1 7-month-old child.
And they won't serve a day in jail.
They won't. Jail won't even come up.
They won't even see the inside of a courtroom, Ms. Brown.
And I'm not saying that they should. I don't think that they should. I don't. But my point is that why would you put hand, why was there an immediate understanding that the woman with the children who, that weren't hers, was a criminal?
And every day, I mean, this is, you know, it occurs every day. I read an article yesterday about some kids over in East St. Louis and that they were arrested. And you know what the police officer was saying to these kids? Bag them and tag them. That's what these white boys use. That's the term they use when they're out deer hunting. Bag them and tag them. So I'm outraged. Have a good day.
Take care of yourself. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Yeah, I was just, had said last night, if the mother was a waitress and the father was a janitor, they would be using words like negligent, irresponsible, terrible parents. And if they had any other children, they'd be investigating to see if they should take them out of the home and all that.
They would have been arrested at the scene.
Yeah.
They would have been, we know that because of the example that Daniel brought up just now.
Mm-hmm.
They put hand, I remember I saw them.
They went into the people's whole life story.
Yes,
from,
they would have.
From elementary school and say they came from a broken home. And,
there you go.
And
there
they
you go.
Did this and they did, you know, it's just a whole different scenario.
Absolutely.
Well, it's classism, sexism, and racism for you.
Thanks for your call.
You're welcome.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Hi, Leah.
Good morning.
I don't know whether these people are black and white. I'm assuming they're white.
They're white.
Because they have not yet shown these people's pictures on this television.
Mm.
I've been searching through. My husband said, let me search through each one of these news channels. Not yet have they showed these people's pictures. And the thing of it is, she said she called her husband and told her husband to park the car. Well, if you got a baby, how you gonna miss a baby in the car seat and you telling your husband to park a car? Wouldn't you tell your husband and make sure you get the baby out of the car? I mean, something's not right with this whole picture. You know, it's because there are doctors that we don't even see their pictures on the television. You know, when these.
Well, wait a minute. Think about it. And I think that you're, and I know that you're making a very important point here. This woman is a pediatrician.
Right.
Okay. So there is a compassion and understanding. We don't want to impact her pediatrician's business. So let's not put her picture up there because how many people, think about it, are you going to take your child to a doctor, a pediatrician, that left her own baby in the car?
That's right.
Are you going to do that? So there's an understanding, and I'm not saying that her business is going to be ruined because of this, but there was an understanding that we don't want that to happen now.
Yeah.
We don't want to impact on, there was a consideration into that. And all I'm saying is why isn't that consideration considered
with other folks.
But it's because we have of no value to America. That's what that all boils down to. Something else real quick. You know, this the police that was killed here a few days ago, I'm just wondering,
Officer
when all
Brown.
Of this stuff happens, Liz, all the time, how is it that they find these killers so quick?
You know, it's snatching up a 15-year-old baby is a lot easier than snatching up an adult because that it stays hidden for so long.
Yeah, there have been crimes. Well, I remember when my brother was murdered, they had witness to tell what kind of car it was and all of this that came to my brother's house and all of this, and they still, after all of these years, have not found out who killed my brother. And I just can't figure out how when something like this happened to one of their own, it's so quick that they can find, not to say that the boy did or did not do it, but it's so quick. How did you get this boy so quick?
That's the same police that couldn't can't give us the pictures and the names of the cops that
because if this young man is so bad all this time and killed the police, why hadn't you picked him up before he killed the police?
Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning. I empathize with the family, but I can't understand where the pictures. All I can see a big sign of Washington U. If that had been me and my folks, my picture would have been up there so fast in the next second.
It's fact.
They made a big difference. We searched and searched. And I still can't understand when I open the car door, put the baby in, you got the diaper bags. How can you not miss it? Help me understand this.
Well, I think that you can. There are parents that leave their babies on top of their cars. Would they get busy with? I understand that this stuff can happen. All I'm asking for is a compassion to be shown to other people when they make tragic, when they engage in tragic acts, unintentional tragic acts.
I've been looking at all these black women, their faces up on their TV in a matter.
The woman that was in charge of the 15 babies, taking them to an outing at the Science Center, the television news had pictures of her in handcuffs. Because she left a baby in a bus and the baby didn't die.
Right.
The baby didn't die, but they showed her in handcuffs. So the baby does die and nobody gets in handcuffs? Explain that to me. The baby dies and you don't get a handcuff picture, but the baby lives and you do get your picture, your face, your body in handcuffs. Tell me.
If that had been a black face, I've been white. I said, got to be a white face, because if it had been a black face, it would have been up there in a minute. And I stayed up and going from town to town.
Thanks for your call. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. I'm taking a break. I'll be back at you. Not if you don't get your family reunion T-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion T-shirts and softball team T-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous T-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address. 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your T-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
If you have a drug problem, you are not alone. There is hope. We care. Narcotics Anonymous can help. NA is a nonprofit fellowship of men and women for whom drugs have become a major problem. They are recovering addicts who meet regularly to help each other stay clean. Call 314-830-3232 to learn more about Narcotics Anonymous. That's 314-830-3232. News to you from WGNU. Is your church, school, or nonprofit organization holding an upcoming event, or does it have an ongoing program? We can help you get the word out free of charge here at WGNU. Just send a flyer or written information to WGNU Radio, Public Service Department, 265 Union Boulevard, St. Louis, Missouri, 63108. We ask 2 weeks lead time for any upcoming event. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject any submission due to content and time considerations.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 till 4 on AM 920 WGNU. And I look forward to hearing from you. If you have problems with a personal, work, or family relationship, call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA. For the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU. And for the personal issues that matter most, join me, Dr. Laura, now from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Then go do the right thing.
From A to Z, the Black Business Rolodex can meet all of your shopping needs.
S.
Seven Signs Masonry. 618-338-2871. Tuck pointing, all brickwork, whether it's your chimney, mailbox, flower beds, barbecue pits, all your masonry needs. The best hands in the business. Seven Signs. 618-338-2871. Don't forget, always check your decks.
It's important to make sure your family has a plan in case of an emergency. We talked to this family to see if each of them knew where to meet if they were not together when something...
There's no people. There's probably going to be no traffic there. And it's a location that's in the middle of all three schools, so we can safely meet there, safely and quickly.
Is your plan any better? To learn more about making an emergency plan for your family, go to ready.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Randy Graham. Join me Friday morning at 11 for Animal Tales on AM 920 WGNU. 2 hours of fur, friends, and fun as we discuss the issues that matter most to you and your companion animals. Animal Tales, Friday morning at 11 on AM 920 WGNU. Woof.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Taking off my shoes, jumping in the water, wash away these blues. Down into the ocean, current takes hold. Words already been spoken, tales already been told, hearts already been broken, wounds already been healed. Do you wanna be loved?
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400. That's the phone number. 454-6609. That's the fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. Seventh-month-old dies in a hot parked car. Now, remember, these are the writers of this article, Bill Bryan. He is the consistent crime reporter. And Jeremy Kohler. This article was written with nothing but passion and concern and love for these parents. A pediatrician running late for a meeting at the St. Louis Children's Hospital. In the confusion of their busy life, the police said, their seven-month daughter was left to die. Experts say, experts said it was a classic recipe for disaster. A classic recipe for disaster. Experts said that. Who are the experts on that? They didn't mention that in the article. Routine and losing track of who had the baby. It was a horrible mix-up as to who had the responsibility of the child, said Police Captain James Gizek. The mother is Beth Ann Kozel, a staff physician at Children's. They also have a 5-year-old son. Neighbors describe the pair as a sweet young couple and a perfect neighbors. Then they go into the article of how safety experts say most parents have this, had the same reaction, could never happen to me. But analysis of child hypothermia deaths found that parents do this. Then they come up with a defense for the parents. Well, you know, the parents change their habits after front air seatbacks put the kids in a different place in the car. So there's an excuse for this. Six years ago, a 3-year-old boy was killed in Jasper after his parents left him in the car for an hour while they were inside a church. 3-year-old parents left them in a car for an hour when they were inside church. You go into church without your kid and neither one of you realizes that you don't have the kid with you and you're there for an hour? Prosecutors in that case said there was a sense that these people lost a kid. How much more would they have to go through? You know what? They didn't say that about the women whose kids crawled into a trunk. Huh. 1-877-920-WGNU. D.
Good morning, Dr. Brown.
How are you?
Excellent, as are you.
Thank you.
Thank you for comparing apples to apples, people to people. Now that you've meddled, agitated, acting like a little Jesus, now perhaps this situation will be revisited and treated differently when blacks make mistakes in the future. Perhaps more humane treatments will be considered. Thank you so much for getting us this stuff and making journalists become journalists, because now somebody will follow up behind you and rethink it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
1-877-920-WGNU. Earl, good morning.
Yeah, I do, Liz.
Outstanding.
My question is, as far as in I know different jurisdictions have different laws or as far as charges. Now, both of these cases happen in the city of St. Louis with the lady with the daycare center in this situation here.
That's correct.
Now, how can you charge one person and not charge the other? I mean,
see,
legally,
I don't know that they ever charged the daycare woman. They said that they didn't know if they were going to charge her. My point is that the immediate thing is that, well, we're going to arrest her and find out if we can charge her with something.
Right. I mean, they arrested her.
Yes, they did.
That was cruel to do. I mean, the lady made a mistake. A criminal act, but they portrayed it that way.
That's exactly right. So why was her act a criminal act? Well, she had responsibility for those kids. Well, the parents don't have responsibility for their kids?
Exactly. And like you said, this child died.
That's right. That baby did die.
This is a worse the case than the one before.
Yes, it is.
But they showed sensitivity. I thought I knew immediately the officers showed sensitivity for the family. Oh, they were really strict. Which they would. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying they weren't. But I'm just saying, just be fair about things. Why can't they just be fair?
Because it's not about the crime, it's about who commits the crime.
They can show more compassion when they see themselves.
Well, wait a minute. Think about the compassion that they're showing to those dead dogs.
Well, yeah.
You know, think about Michael Vick and those dead dogs, the compassion they're showing to the dead dogs.
Yeah. And then I thought about that too. What about these greyhounds that they have that they race? Mm-hmm. Once they're done with those greyhounds, they kill them.
Americans eat cows, okay, and chickens, and they kill them and raise them and pump them through anything. You know what, there aren't even any. America doesn't even have rules on the books for cruelty to a cow. You can't be cruel to a cow.
No, they're
God's animal too, right?
Well, that's true, but
they're God. We don't need cows. You don't need cows to live. No, you don't.
Well, no, you don't really.
Okay, but so tell me why we can. So wait a minute. So you then there are some animals that you can be. Then you can be cruel to animals. Because in other countries there are you can't be cruel to cows. You can't do that.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Arthur.
Yeah, good morning, Liz. How are you doing this morning?
Outstanding. How are you?
I need some love. Like the song said coming in, it said, do you want to be love for real?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want some love.
Mm-hmm. Need some love.
This morning on the news, they mentioned that the Division of Family Services was not going to investigate this situation, even though they had another child.
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that something?
They
put the woman with the daycare center in handcuffs in front. Now, you know how long they had to wait there. The news cameras got there in time to watch the woman get in handcuffs.
Yes.
And nobody died.
Right.
And no child died.
But they said they're not going to investigate, even though they have another child. Don't they usually take the other children to family services?
They can.
That's right.
They can. Obviously, they don't always have to. They can. They didn't take Chief Mokwa's daughter's child into child custody either after she committed crimes and had her baby at a crime scene.
I need some love.
All right. Do you want to be loved for real? Thank you, Arthur. 1-877-920-WGNU. Christine.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You answered my question already because I don't watch too much of the news on television, but I was listening to the radio off and on, and I never heard these parents' names. I never heard it not one time, and I heard the report, I mean, almost every hour on the hour. And no names, but you read the names this morning. It's the first time I've heard about it. I mean, maybe that's because maybe they said the names on television, but there were no pictures, right?
Mm-hmm. No, there's no there are plenty of pictures of the car,
mm-hmm.
but no pictures of the parents.
And you also talked about what I was going to talk about with Joe Mokwa, and that's another comparison that. Like you've always said, they can do what they want to do. They cannot write you a ticket. They cannot arrest you. It's all up to their discretion. And it proved it when they let Mokwa take his granddaughter home and not be turned over to social services. Thank you.
There you go. 1-877-920-WGNU. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. I'll be back at you after the news. Stay with me.
Give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
Say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is being made.
The issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. Another storm system ripped through the heartland, and some residents are finding themselves bailing out their basements for a second time.
We have about 8 feet of water in our basement currently, and we've got pumps working since about 10 o'clock last night just to try to keep the level steady.
ABC's Brad Wheelis tells us the storm system battered a region already reeling from severe flooding.
Severe weather rolls through the upper Midwest, causing hundreds of flight cancellations and knocking out power to more than 500,000 customers in northern Illinois and Michigan. This woman lives in Chicago.
They kept saying we got the funnel clouds coming, then the alarms would go off, and then it stopped. Then the rain would come down, then it would stop, and you're just like, ugh.
Chicago officials responded to nearly 1,300 calls of toppled trees, and in the suburbs, a warehouse roof collapsed, injuring 40 people. While floodwaters are starting to recede in some Midwest towns, others are bracing for more of it. Rain in the forecast today from Iowa to Michigan. Brad Wheelis, ABC News.
A key defection in the president's own party, Virginia Republican Senator John Warner, is the latest to add his voice to the call for withdrawal from Iraq. ABC's Vic Ratner has his story.
He is so influential on military matters that Republican Senator John Warner's call to begin troop withdrawals from Iraq is liable to influence other Republicans who've been saying, let's wait to see what General Petraeus says. Petraeus is now set to report to Congress in 3 weeks.
A possible friendly fire tragedy in Afghanistan. Three British soldiers were killed in a bombing, and British officials believe a U.S. fighter jet dropped the bomb. U.S. military officials say the attack was aimed at Taliban forces. It's amazing she had time to pose for a mugshot. Nicole Richie spent 82 minutes in a Los Angeles jail for a four-day DUI sentence. The winner of Petco's Most Talented Pet is Tula, a three-year-old border collie from Michigan who can fetch the paper, open the fridge, and even flush the toilet. The proud pooch owner, Christina Mahaney, says she thinks it's a wonderful recognition of what you can do with a rescue dog. This is ABC News.
Frankly, I don't understand fuel cell technology, but everybody understands cleaner air. That's why Chevy is putting a test fleet of 100 hydrogen-powered Equinox fuel cell vehicles in metropolitan New York City, D.C., and L.A. Hydrogen fuel cells produce zero emissions and use zero gasoline. So next time you see one, remember you can't buy them, but you can applaud. Someday our grandkids may be cruising in them under some really beautiful blue skies. Go to Chevy.com and learn more. Do more. Use less.
Let's go to my house for an Ovaltine milkshake.
I love chocolate Ovaltine shakes. Let's go!
Isn't it snack time for the kids?
Let's make them Ovaltine milkshakes.
I'll get out the ice cream and milk.
And I'll get the rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Hey, this is Mom making Ovaltine shakes.
Yes, I love her Ovaltine shakes.
Yeah!
Now I'll add the rich chocolate Ovaltine.
And I'll get the glasses.
Mom, we're home!
Who wants an Ovaltine shake?
I do!
I guess we better make more.
More Ovaltine shakes, please!
Another new twist in the presidential debates. ABC's David Blaustein says MTV and MySpace are getting in on it.
Once, during an MTV town hall meeting, a member of the audience famously asked then-President Bill Clinton, boxers or briefs? Now young voters will have the benefit of asking embarrassing questions without showing their faces by instant messaging, texting, or emailing their questions during one of MySpace and MTV's interactive real-time presidential dialogues. Most of the candidates, Democrats and Republicans, have agreed to participate. The first chat will be with John Edwards on September 27th. MTV and MySpace claim the dialogue will be candid and unfiltered. David Blaustein, ABC News.
Boy, were zookeepers in Vienna surprised when Yang Yang, a giant panda, gave birth to a cub. They didn't even know she was pregnant, but found out fast when they heard squeals coming from her compound. The brand new cub at the San Diego Zoo made its video debut this week. It's a boy. It doesn't have a name yet. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Branchmeyer with your WGNU news update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich has finally approved a state budget. The old budget had expired 24 days ago. The governor removed $463 million in spending, saying that the state couldn't afford what he referred to as special pet projects. The budget cuts will go back to the General Assembly for lawmakers to consider, but the rest of the budget has become law. The approval of the budget ends months of dispute that had delayed state checks and threatened to disrupt government services. Two Missouri soldiers were killed in a Black Hawk helicopter crash in northern Iraq. They were with 12 other U.S. soldiers when the copter went down, reportedly due to mechanical problems. 21-year-old Ricky Bell was scheduled to return home to Caruthersville in September. He had been in Iraq since June. 21-year-old Jesse Pollard of Springfield also died in the crash. There were no survivors. Finally this hour, Albert Pujols' home run streak is over. The Cardinals' first baseman did not hit a home run in last night's game against the Marlins. He had hit homers in the previous five consecutive games. Pujols entered the game leading the National League with a .723 slugging percentage. Since the All-Star break, he has hit 14 home runs with 31 RBIs while batting .322. Pujols has been dealing with nagging injuries in recent weeks. He had fluid drained from his right elbow a few weeks ago and has played through chronic hamstring soreness all season. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Eastbound 70 from Route K through 79. Stop-and-go traffic due to an accident. Right lane's blocked us to T.R. Hughes. Eastbound 70 at West Florissant and O'Fallon Park. Look for an accident. Shoulders blocked us at O'Fallon Park. Look for delays there. Eastbound 70 from 270 through St. Charles Rock Road. Very heavy volume going on there. Southbound 270 from 70 through Dorset. Look for heavy delays there as well. Eastbound 40 from Soccer Park to 270. Look for slowdowns at the 270 exchange. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for traffic to be building. Northbound Illinois Route 3 from Monsanto onto the 5570 ramp onto the bridge. Look for slow traffic at the top of that ramp. Westbound Kingbridge traffic's moving slowly across from the Illinois Bank into the landing. Eastbound 40 from Maryville Center through Mason Road. Look for a heavy volume there. Westbound 270, West Florissant and Graham Hanley. Look for traffic to be building. Northbound 270 at 44 and Doherty Ferry. Look for some slowdowns there. And then again from the 70 exchange. Look for delays there as well. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. For today, hot, partly sunny, 40% chance of showers, highs in the upper 90s with the heat index around 100 by this afternoon. This evening, showers and thunderstorms likely with a low in the lower 70s. Saturday, not as warm. Mostly cloudy in the morning, partly sunny throughout the day, chance of showers high in the mid-80s. And Sunday, partly cloudy with a high around 90. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 81 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 81 as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call that's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, talk to me, sisters. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. People who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal dignity.
And so we say to all in this nation who would dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Revolution in the air, tell me brothers, tell me sisters.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the wake-up call. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need with that. A seven-month-old baby, infant, was left in a hot parked car by, as the paper described, busy parents. It's a tragedy all the way around. Baby dies. But the conversation that we had last hours is, why is it that when people of African descent also lead busy lives and make tragic mistakes like this? First, this part of the discussion is about how soon do we get them in jail, that they should be arrested and there should be punishment. A woman that was responsible for 15 children took them all on a wonderful outing to the Science Museum just a month ago. A woman of African descent. One of the babies got left in the car. The baby did not die, mind you. The baby didn't even have to go to the hospital. The baby was okay. But yet the local media made certain that we saw photographs of the woman in handcuffs. Now, it's unclear whether she was ever charged with anything, but the first understanding is that there's a crime here, okay. Then where is the crime with a parent who leaves their child in a car and has another child at home? It's not about the crime, it's about those who stand accused of the crime. So, that having been said, we must acknowledge that the world that we live in views people and treats people of African descent in a way that is inconsistent with the law, morality, common decency. It's not about the crime, it's about those who stand accused of the crime. I could point out example after example after example, evidence after piece of evidence after piece of evidence. So when you accept that reality, one has to also accept the reality that living in this world requires a certain expertise in how to exist in this world if you are a person of African descent. Now, many of you know that I am in the process of adopting, and I will be adopting an African, a child of African descent, an African baby. But during the course of my process of adopting a child, the question has come up of whether or not people outside of the community of African descent, interesting discussion, and I know you don't want to miss it. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me. From A to Z, the Black Business Rolodex can meet all of your shopping needs.
Yes.
Seven Signs Masonry, 618-338-2871. Tuck pointing, all brickwork, whether it's your chimney, mailbox, flower beds, barbecue pits, all your masonry needs. The best hands in the business, Seven Signs, 618-338-2871. Don't forget, always check your decks.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
This is Decent Guy Don, the original conspiracy hunter. You know, the guy that keeps you up to date on all the good guys and the bad guys out of the Council of Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Illuminati crowd, and assorted other characters who are squeezing the life out of our great American country. Tune in.
Come away with me, and I will write you a song. Come away with me on a bus.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. Before I get to my guest, I want to remind you of some of the wonderful advertisers that are part of the Wake Up Call advertising family. Archie's All-American Cafe, 6277 Del Mar, U City. It's Friday, and that they call that at Archie's Fish Friday. That's right, it's Fish Friday. Today from 5 p.m. to midnight, you can get wonderful fried fish. And in the meantime, if you can't make it there tonight, that's okay. Hot dogs all day long. Archie's All-American Hot Dogs, Chicago Dogs, Chili Dogs, St. Louis Dogs, Crowd Dogs, Reuben Dogs. And breakfast is served all day long with the cereal bar. You know what? Get on down to Archie's All-American Cafe, 6277 Del Mar. You can order ahead and pick up. You can give them a call at 726-6190. Get on down to Archie's All-American Cafe because today is Friday. That makes it Fish Friday. Tell them and tell them I told you to. And don't forget, I know that you all need your carpet cleaned, and you need it cleaned by a professional. So who are you going to call? You're going to call Russell's Professional Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning. Here's the number, 315-7075. That's 315-7075. Three standard size rooms and a hall for $39.95. Free estimates. He's certified. He's professional. Decades in the experience. Decades in the business. Decades worth of experience. Russell's Professional Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning. Here's his number, 315-7075. That's 315-7075. Russell's Professional Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning. Tell him I told you to call. Now, we've been having a discussion all morning about the world. The co-chair of the National Association for Black Social Workers. Is that right?
Co-chair of the Task Force on Child Welfare.
So talk to us about this issue. We know, we see pictures out here and hear news stories about Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie adopting children from all over the world. Are there considerations for children of African descent being adopted by people outside of the community of African descent?
Well, I guess I need to go back to all the way back to 1972 for the organization for the National Association of Black Social Workers, at which time there was a position statement that was made where our organization said that we believed that African-American children should be adopted by people of African descent. And the reason for that was because we were really looking at the practice of African-American children being adopted by predominantly white families without consideration for African-American families. In fact, there was outright discrimination of African-American families who wanted to adopt. But the thinking at that time was that there were no, that African-American families did not adopt. Our organization was vehemently opposed to that, knowing that traditionally we have taken in children that were not born to us. And we felt as though, with documented accounts, that there were instances where there were families of African descent who want preference to place children with couples rather than singles. There can be arbitrary qualifications or expectations that have to do with income or neighborhood or educational background or profession, that would, where one type or some type seem better than others, that then have an underlying effect of systematically screening out people who are at the lower end of the totem pole economically, who may not be in professional or white-collar careers, or just a number of things.
Well, and talk to us about studies out there, because I'm sure certain that there are thousands of studies out there about these different issues in adopting children, how these different issues impact on an individual or a couple adopting a child. What do studies say with respect to income considerations?
Well, we're seeing a lot of very interesting things in research at this point. One is that, and where our organization is standing, is that we really are looking at family preservation. Just the fact that African-American children are being removed statistically for reasons that children who are not African-American are remaining in their homes. So that's number one. And we're looking at the fact that African-American children are grossly overrepresented in the child welfare system, and it really doesn't matter whether what communities they come from. For instance, you would think that the disproportionate representation would be higher in areas where there was a larger concentration of African Americans. But what we're finding is if you would look at a place like, let's take Minnesota for an example, where you might have 4% of the general population representing African Americans, the foster care population of African Americans is 40%.
In Minneapolis.
In Minnesota.
I'm sorry,
the state of Minnesota.
Sorry, in Minnesota.
Right. In the 80s, and I'm not sure about in the 90s, there were studies that were done in New York City, for instance, where we had about 90% of the population that decisions are made where the decision for an African-American child is to remove the child from the home, and in the similar situation for a non-African-American child, decision would be made for services to be provided in the home.
Kind of like the comparison I was making on the way in about how it was looked at with compassion and understanding when one child dies in a hot parked car and another child who's left in a hot parked car, it's a criminal response to that.
Exactly. And there are there's a longitudinal study that's done on child abuse neglect, which has shown in three instances that there is no greater incident of child abuse and neglect in homes when you are judging for income. I'm blocking on the other factors, but you would typically say, and this is what we hear a lot of times in the field, that the reason for the disproportionality is because there's more abuse and neglect, there's more drug use, there's more lack of supervision. When the research teams go in to look at the incident of, and compare it by race and compare it by income, they find that there is no statistical difference across racial lines in the incident of abuse and neglect, but still we have the disproportionate representation of African-American children in the child welfare system.
And this is as a result of that we have to understand that the arbitrariness and the human component that goes into the decision-making of who gets to stay at the home and who gets removed from the home, just like who gets arrested and who gets told, all right, I'm going to let you go this time.
And that's what it comes down to all the time. So what our organization has done is to look at research. For instance, Dr. Robert Hill has done some excellent research over 25 or 30 years.
And we're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, I'd like to talk about Dr. Robert Hill.
Okay.
All right. I am talking to Toni Oliver. She is the president and CEO of Roots, Inc. This is the state of Georgia's first adoption agency that focuses solely on improving adoption opportunities for children of African descent. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me.
Through Ladue, look for heavy volume going on there. Eastbound 70 from 270 through St. Charles Rock Road. Look for slow traffic at that intersection. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park through 270, look for delays. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge. That traffic's building, particularly in the left lanes. Northbound Illinois Route 3, that ramp onto the Poplar Street Bridge is starting to stack up. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is moving slowly across the Illinois Bank into the landing. Eastbound 40 from Maryville Center through Mason Road, look for very heavy volume going on there. Westbound 270 from West Florissant through Graham Hanley. Traffic's building. Northbound 270 at 44 and Doherty Ferry. Look for heavy volume at that interchange. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, hot, partly sunny, chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs in the upper 90s with the heat index expected to reach around the 100-degree mark by this afternoon. This evening, showers and thunderstorms likely with a low in the lower 70s. Saturday, not quite as warm, mostly cloudy in the morning, partly sunny throughout the day. Chance of showers high in the mid-80s. And Sunday, partly cloudy with a high around 90. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have clouds and 82 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 81. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the top of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health.
Visit the Veterans Memorial Museum in Branson. Over 2,000 exhibits tell the stories of men and women who defended our freedoms during the wars of the 20th century. The Veterans Memorial Museum is a national tribute to our veterans and features the world's largest war memorial bronze statue. The Veterans Memorial Museum is easy to find. Just look for the full-size World War II P-51 Mustang fighter plane on West Highway 76 in Branson, Missouri. Call 417-336-2300.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. I'd like to introduce to you one of my customers, Joe Scoggins. Mr. Scoggins, how long ago did we work on your property?
It was approximately 8 to 9 years ago, Mr. Persons.
Okay, have you had any problems with your roof since that time?
Well, actually, about 3 weeks ago, I called you, and there was some water damage that was caused as a result of the storm last fall.
Okay.
And you were out the following day to do the repair work. And it was done in such a professional way that I would recommend you to any and everyone.
So how much did we charge you?
It was free, and it was done within a matter of 3 hours.
All right.
So I called you one day, and you were out the very next day, you and your son and his assistant, and you went up on the roof, and you accomplished the task within a matter of 3 hours.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. Our service starts when we complete your roof. Our number is 361-7127. You can call us day or night. 361-7127.
Around the world, behind the story. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Opportunity. You know how I talk about books. You know how I talk about getting into certain books to help improve the world that you live in. Well, I have a dilly of a book for you. An All-American Deal by Bruce Petty. 62 major publishers refused to publish 74-year-old Bruce Petty's novel, An All-American Deal. Why? Because this is a mesmerizing summary of American history that considers, in this novel, the United States declaring that white supremacy rules America. This is a novel that it includes the fact that people of African descent who want to go back to Africa can go back at Uncle Sam's expense. You know what? This is a book that talks about assassinations and people that are hired to kill black billionaires and so much more. You know what? When you put all of this together in an All-American Deal, somebody's going to get it. Well, you can get it at Knowledge Center, at Left Bank Books, at the NOI Information Center, and at Ujamaa. Look, you need to pick up a copy of this book, An All-American Deal by Bruce Petty. They don't want you to read this book. 62 major publishers said, I don't want them to read that book. You need to go get it. Pick it up at the Knowledge Center, Left Bank Books, or the NOI Information Center, or Ujamaa. You know what? Get this book and tell them I told you to. My conversation this hour is with Tony Oliver, President and CEO of Roots, Inc., joining us from Atlanta, Georgia. We're talking about children of African descent in the adoption process and the blockers that are put up to keep African families from adopting children of African descent. And, Tony, you were about to talk to us about Dr. Robert. Go right ahead.
Dr. Robert Hill.
Yes.
He's done some excellent research since the 70s, and he's actually looked at, probably because he was also disturbed by the hypothesis and rationale that was made about why African-American children were not being adopted at the rates that white children were being made. And he, one of his stellar books was written in 72 called The Strengths of Black Families, and another one, Informal Adoption Among Black Families. And in Informal Adoption, he documented that what we already know is that there is a rich history in our community to take in children that were not born to us. And this is one of our major strengths that has remained over time for us.
I mean, we are a people that in this country that are born out of the enslavement experience, where we would raise children in our family that were born out of rape.
Exactly.
You know, that is the legacy of, I mean, and we're talking about men and women, men who are obviously not the father of.
The theory that the reason that African American children were not being adopted out of foster care was because African American families do not adopt. Because informally, we adopt greater than any other group adopts formally or informally.
And also within the community of African descent, our babies don't reach the system because we are extended family members are taking the babies in.
Right, exactly. Now, what we're seeing today, and this is again borne out in the research, is that the reasons for children coming into foster care are generally thought to be because of physical abuse, sexual abuse, drug use, lack of supervision. Well, again, we're looking at the fact that when children of African descent are born, particularly in public hospitals, the likelihood that they will be referred to a public child welfare system if the mother tests positive for drugs or alcohol is much greater if they're African American than if they're not African American. And we really don't want to believe, I know that I don't want to believe that this happens so openly and flagrantly, but the research bears it out. And once they are referred for investigation, there's an even higher likelihood that they will be removed. So we don't, as a community, have an opportunity to take in our children if there was a family member or a friend of the family who would want to take in a child where a birth mother had made the wrong decision about drugs or alcohol or, you know, supervision or
low birth weight
right.
neglect. And Tony, I am an attorney, and one of the jobs that I had as and when I was practicing was I represented mothers accused of neglect and abuse. And prior to that, I was a public defender. And I have to say that the experience that I had representing mothers accused of neglect and abuse, I thought that my clients that were public defender clients were hated. My clients, my women clients in that system were so loathed and hated. And I saw that every time that a white child, nearly every time that a white child came through the system, there was such a collective effort to reunite, give resources, to make certain that that child could somehow get back into that family. But with a woman of African descent, there was almost an automatic understanding. And I had to fight so hard to, we're going to find other resources for this child and separate that family. Does the research bear me out on that?
It does. It does. And when you were saying that, and I didn't know that you were an attorney, but I gave a presentation on research similar to this in a group where there happened to be an African-American judge. And when I talked about the fact that children were coming into foster care predominantly, if not non-African American. And there was kind of dismay, alarm from the students of social work that children could possibly be taken from a birth mother because she tested positive for drugs. Now, we know that...
Wait a minute. They didn't believe that babies were taken from mothers for that?
No.
They didn't believe that?
No.
These were social workers?
Social work students. Now, I could chalk it up to naivete, and they were in the learning process.
Okay.
However, I do also know anecdotally that it is widespread knowledge in our community that children are removed for that reason.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, Tony, one of the conversations that I want to have with you this morning is why it is so important that children of African descent stay with a family or people of African descent. Why is that important? Why should we be concerned that children of African descent are being taken out of people's homes and put in other homes?
Well, one of the issues is that we certainly don't want our community devalued to the extent that it is commonly thought that there is no value in our community for our children to stay there. It's in the mind of that child that it is better for me to assign myself to something other than being who I am.
The child starts at that place.
Exactly.
And then you can't convince me, Tony, that the parent, the people that adopt the child also have that understanding, because that's what the system is telling them. A white family that is coming into the system is being told time and time again in either subtle or not so subtle ways that, well, you know, there's nobody in this community that wants this baby.
Well, and, you know, that is so true. And one of the things that breaks my heart is that I've been, you know, advocating for same-race adoptions for 30 years now. And what I hear, and what hurts me so much, is that there's children who sometimes were adopted transracially who are angry at the black social workers because they feel as though we don't like their families, that we don't like white people, and that not adopted. They weren't adopted because we stood in the way of their adoption, and they could have been adopted if we would have allowed white people to adopt. That wasn't the case. If children did not get adopted, it wasn't because they couldn't be adopted by white people. There were typically African-American families who wanted to adopt, but the system is so sluggish in making a decision about moving children out of foster care that it's the system that stands in the way, not black social workers that stand in the way. In fact, black social workers want nothing more than African-American children to be in homes that are permanent homes. First, to stay in their community, and that services are provided in the communities equal to the services that are provided to strangers, for families to be able, because, see, these children are coming from families who themselves have been abused by the system.
And hold that thought, please, Tony. We're going to take a break. I'm talking to Tony Oliver, the president and CEO of Roots, the first adoption agency in Georgia to focus solely on improving adoption opportunities for children of African descent. My name is Liz Brown. This is The Wake Up Call. You need to stay with us. We'll be back.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll free.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Summertime, and the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address. 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your t-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates.
I'm Karen Stewart. Join me on Sunday morning at 8 a.m. for Strategies for Building Wealth. This program will explore topics designed to help you better manage your finances, improve your net worth, and understand the basics of investing. So join me as we talk about strategies for building wealth, Sunday morning at 8 a.m. right here on WGNU.
Time to make your money work for you.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Waiting to bloom like a light bulb in a dark room. I'm just sitting here waiting for you to come on home. Turn me on.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to, and I want to, before I get back to our guest, Tony Oliver, I want to talk to you about the African Palace. The African Palace Bar and Grill, another wonderful advertiser here on the Wake Up Call family. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, Tuesday through Thursday, 1 p.m. to 12 a.m., Friday through Saturday, 1 p.m. to 1 a.m. They're located at 4005 Seven Hills Drive. Here's their number, 921-4600. That's 921-4600. This is African cuisine, specializing in Nigeria, Jamaica, Ghana. They've been serving the North County area for all kinds of years, serving authentic styles of African cuisine. You know what? This is the ultimate African experience. Come on, enjoy a journey to the motherland, the African Palace. And check this out. If you have a birthday and you're older than 25, your birthday party is free at the African Palace. It doesn't get any better than that. And tonight, I believe, is reggae night. And tomorrow night is, I believe, African music night. Come on. Take a journey to Africa. You can't afford to go to Africa this summer. That's okay. Go to the African Palace. Where are they located? 4005 Seven Hills Drive. You want to more information? Here's the number to call, 921-4600. You support the Wake Up Call, we'll support the advertisers because they make it happen. The African Palace Bar and Grill. Check them out because this is the ultimate African experience. My name is Liz Brown. I'm talking to Tony Oliver, president and CEO of Roots, Inc. She's joining us from Atlanta, Georgia. And, Tony, I caught you in the middle of a thought.
Well, you know, we were talking about African-American children being placed with non-African-American families.
Mm-hmm.
There's been so much attention to particularly the black social worker's position on that in 72 said that we were vehemently opposed to transracial adoption in any form. And number one, we have to think about 1972 as in the middle of the civil rights movement. We're looking at the fact that there are African-American families who are being discriminated against in their quest to adopt. And we're looking at the fact that African-American children are staying in foster care when we feel as though they're viable homes for them in the African American community to come into that are being overlooked by putting them into white families, because at that point, the majority of families who were approved to adopt were not African American families. So agencies didn't have the pool of African American families. And our organization was saying, you need to develop the pool, because the potential for families who want to adopt is in the community and you are overlooking them. And rather than developing that pool, you're choosing to adopt to place those children with white families who, for the most part, were not prepared to adopt a child of African descent. And I've had the good fortune of doing workshops for families who have, white families who have adopted transracially, who, in all sincerity, were asking, what is it that I'm supposed to do, because I'm seeing that there's a difference here. One I can remember who had adopted children from a variety of countries and said that he and his wife felt very skilled at adopting children who were not white children and, you know, helping them to transition effectively into their home. And he noticed that there was something different just in the walking behind his children in the mall, to see how his African-American children were treated differently than his other children. So, you know, there are, and we know the nuances,
and the reality
of overt and covert racism.
Absolutely, and the reality of that.
Right. But in the child welfare field, we are to pretend that it does not exist and that we're doing children a disservice if we say that there is something unique about the African-American experience that would require families to be prepared to help them to develop coping mechanisms. And we are also looking at agencies like mine and a few others across the country that focus on improving adoption opportunities for African-American children, where we don't have a lack of African-American families who are saying they want to adopt. So if families can come to us, or we can recruit them, or we can identify them, and we have a continual flow of families who are interested in children, and we're not just talking about babies. Agencies like mine are looking for families for children who are typically school-age children, ranging in age up to age 17, or in sibling groups of two or more children. And there are African-American families who are saying, oh, you know, if there's a brother or a sister, I certainly wouldn't want to split them up, and I would be open to that. And we are consistently developing that pool. How is it that a Roots can consistently develop that pool and another agency a couple of miles away has no African-American families at all? And so then for their African-American children, they would say, if we had to wait for African-American families to come to us, we would not place this child.
And that's simply not true.
It's not true, because down the street a ways is Roots that has African-American families who are waiting for children to be identified that they can adopt. How do you have the flip side of that coin? And the legislation has been based on the experience of agencies who do not have African-American families waiting.
And what legislation are we talking about?
We're talking about the Multi-Ethnic Placement Act, MEPA, and what preceded that was the Inter-Ethnic Placement Act called IEPA.
And what does that say?
Both of them say that race can adoption placement decisions cannot be made based on race. How it plays out is that, I believe that the reason behind this is because of advocacy efforts on the part of people who were representing the interests of white families who wanted to adopt and felt that they were discriminated against. No differently than the National Association of Black Social Workers representing the interests of African-American families who felt that they were discriminated against, except there was, the legislation says pretty much in a nutshell, if you are white and you want to adopt a black child, you should not be denied from doing that. Now, what happens in practice is that agencies get very concerned about any decision that they might make about whether or not it would be in the best interest of a child to be adopted by a white family. So that supposedly this legislation was going to eliminate the barriers to adoption for African-American children. It hasn't played out that way. If anything, and we're actually looking to get some statistics on this right now, but it appears that if there was an increase in transracial adoption as a result of this legislation, it happened in the population of children who were under the age of five.
So the bitty babies,
right,
are going outside of the community of African descent.
Right. And the older children, who are the children considered to have special needs, the hardest to place, the poorest placement outcomes, have not seen an increase in adoption placements as a result of this legislation. But the agencies like Roots, in our with our placement outcomes, we have pretty much an even split in terms of children who were placed under and over the age of five or six. About 45% of the children that we place are over, are 6 years old and over. And about 70% of our placements are of sibling groups of two or more children. So we are seeing, and not doing anything that's like rocket science social work, but just common sense approach to talking to families about the need for permanence for children.
And Tony, where can people find your organization? Do you have to live in Georgia to take advantage of what you do at Roots?
Actually, you have to live in metropolitan Atlanta.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's, you know, it cuts out a lot of people. However, there are agencies similar to ours in other parts of the country, not a lot of them. There's the Institute for Black Parenting in Los Angeles. There's another Choice for Black Children in North Carolina. There's Rejoice in, I think it's Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Well, I want to thank you very much, Tony, the president of and CEO of Roots, Inc. If people wanted to contact you, how could people do that?
They could call the office. Our number is 404-209-7077.
Very good. Tony Oliver, president and CEO of Roots, thank you so much for joining me this morning on The Wake Up Call.
Thank you for having me.
Take care now.
You too.
Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown, The Wake Up Call. Don't forget, in the 9 o'clock hour, I'll be talking with Dr. Rosa Kincaid because it's time for Wellness 101. We're going to be talking about cancer. Yep, that's what we're going to be talking about, cancer. In the next hour, we're going to be talking about fluoride. You want to know how bad fluoride is? They make you drink it. They make you put it in your toothpaste. We're going to have that conversation in the next hour. You don't want to miss it. Stay with us.
The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my butt 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
The issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. A second wave of watery weather is storming the Midwest. The system is bringing more floodwaters to areas still struggling under flooding from earlier in the week. ABC's Eric Hong says Chicago was slammed by a severe thunderstorm that threatens to cause even more problems.
All eyes are on several rivers in northern Illinois that have been rising over the last week or so. We've gotten so much rain here, really, in the last couple of weeks. And we've got residents in those northern Illinois communities that have been sandbagging for days now, keeping a very close eye. If we get any more rain, and we are expecting more rain, we could have a potentially devastating situation in terms of floodwaters.
In a major defection from the Republican Party, influential Virginia Senator John Warner is calling on the president to start bringing American troops home from Iraq by Christmas. ABC's Vic Ratner has his story.
It was a polite but cool response from the White House, just that the president would wait to see what General David Petraeus had to say before making any decisions. Senator John Warner would have the first contingent of troops home by Christmas.
Let the president establish the timetable of withdrawal
not the Congress.
Senator Warner opposes Democrats' moves to have Congress dictate a withdrawal schedule. He says the Maliki government in Iraq has let American forces down. Vic Ratner, ABC News, Washington.
It was a hit-and-run jail sentence of sorts for Nicole Richie, who spent 82 minutes at an L.A. lockup for a four-day DUI sentence. Lindsay Lohan reached a plea agreement to serve a one-day jail sentence for two drunk driving arrests. She issued a statement from rehab saying it's become clear to her her life has become unmanageable and she must take responsibility. If you listen closely, you can hear the oohs and ahs emanating from the San Diego Zoo, where a little bear is making a big impression. The newest panda cub made his video debut on the website, and doctors examining the month-old cub for the first time have declared him healthy. This is ABC News.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
So what do you want to do this weekend?
The dining room.
You want to do the dining room?
You're right. We should do the kitchen first, then the dining room.
What just happened? Nothing inspires a weekend project faster than getting $5 off all 1 gallon cans of Glidden Evermore paint and even $5 off all Ralph Lauren paint by mail-in rebate.
Bathroom too?
Why not? The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through August 29th in U.S. only. Void where prohibited. See store for details.
All right, welcome to Intro to Back to School.
Dad, what's with the podium? We're in the living room.
Please hold your questions until the end. Today's class is about getting organized for school.
Dad, we have an easy button.
Oh, good answer.
At Staples, it's totally easy to get totally organized. And now a 150-pack of Staples brand filler paper is just 15 cents.
Our first guest speaker is Mrs. Simmons.
Good morning, class.
Hi, Mom.
Staples, that was easy. In-store only while supplies last. Limit 6 packs per customer. Offer ends 8/25/07.
A galaxy of stars is heading to the Holy Land for the Jewish New Year. ABC's Matt Gutman is in Jerusalem.
The apparently not so material girl is headed for a more spiritual world. Madonna, accompanied by other devotees of Jewish mysticism like Demi Moore and Donna Karan, will head for the Holy Land in September to celebrate the Jewish New Year. Israeli newspapers report they'll be here on a 10-day mission sponsored by the Los Angeles-based Kabbalah Center. The pop priestess literally started singing the praises of Kabbalah 9 years ago in her album Ray of Light. Matt Gutman, ABC News, Jerusalem.
He says Hannah Montana was his idea, and comedy writer Buddy Sheffield is suing the Walt Disney Company for breach of contract. Sheffield, whose credits include In Living Color and The Smothers Brothers Show, says he pitched the concept of a junior high school student who lived the secret nightlife as a rock star to the Disney Channel in 2001 and was turned down. I'm Karen.
Spaniels at the man's house. They reportedly died of starvation and lack of water. Aggravated animal cruelty is a felony punishable by up to 3 years in prison. Homicide detectives are investigating the discovery of a man's body in Carondelet Park. A passerby discovered the body on Wednesday afternoon. The man reportedly appeared to be between 20 and 40 years old, but did not carry identification. Police say the man suffered severe head trauma, but they don't know how the body ended up in the park or how long it had been there. Any witnesses are asked to contact St. Louis police. Finally this hour, investigators are looking into why a tram cable broke at the Gateway Arch. Arch officials say there was no single reason why the braided steel hoist cable fell more than 500 feet on July 21st. The cable knocked out power and trapped about 260 visitors for up to 3 hours. Arch officials say the 40 passengers in the tram were never in danger. An engineering company is investigating what caused the cable to snap since it was almost brand new. It was the first time a tram cable had broken in the Arch's 42-year history. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a quick look at your traffic and your weather for this 8 o'clock hour. Eastbound 70 between Bryan Road and 79, there's an accident. Left lane's blocked. It's east of T.R. Hughes. Look for stop traffic. Expect delays if you're coming in eastbound from Bryan Road through 79. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for slow traffic. Northbound 141 between 40 and Ladue. Look for heavy volume. Northbound Illinois Route 3, that ramp onto the Poplar Street Bridge. Traffic's building there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is slow from the Illinois Bank into the landing. Eastbound 70 from West Florissant through O'Fallon Park. Look for an accident. It's been cleared at O'Fallon Park, but expect heavy volume. As a result, eastbound 40 at Maryville Center and Mason Road, look for your typical 8 o'clock rush hour delays. Westbound 270 from West Florissant through Graham Hanley. Traffic's building northbound 270 between 44 and Doherty Ferry. Look for heavy volume there. Eastbound 70 from 270 through St. Charles Rock Road. Look for delays. And northbound 270 at 44 and Doherty Ferry. Look for slowdowns there as well. Northbound 270 at Clayton Overpass through Ladue. Look for slow traffic. And eastbound 40 from Ballast through McKnight. Look for some slowdowns there. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For the remainder of this morning and the rest of today, hot, mostly cloudy. Chance of showers and thunderstorms throughout the day, with a high in the upper 90s. For this evening, showers and thunderstorms likely with low and lower 70s. Saturday, not as warm, mostly cloudy in the morning, partly sunny throughout the day. Chance of showers with a high in the mid-80s. And Sunday, partly cloudy, high around 90. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 84 degrees and cloudy skies. Lambert Field is reporting 83. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. Take another look at your news, or your, I'm sorry, your traffic and your weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Up next, more of the Wake Up Call. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues matter most to you.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can you stand?
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you and people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can this end?
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
Struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who would dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. The number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. Please don't forget we are broadcast live on the World Wide Web at www.wgnu.net, or check me out at lizbrown.com. That's lizbrown.com. And you can reach us at 1-877-920-WGNU. August 9th, 2007. over 600 professionals call for an end to fluoridation of drinking water. Huh? Huh? Fluoride is our friend, right? Fluoride, I mean, I've almost seen the T-shirts. Fluoride is our friend. Why would over 600 professionals call for the end of putting it in our drinking water? We need to talk about that. And to facilitate that conversation, I have Professor Emeritus of Chemistry, Professor Paul Conant, joining us from Northern New York. Paul, good morning. Professor, good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Very good. 600 professionals call for an end to putting fluoride in our water. How could this be?
Well, actually, we got those names in just 6 weeks, if you believe. There have been several developments over the last few years which have precipitated this call for an end to water fluoridation. Number one, the National Research Council completed a 3.5-year study, 507-page report on fluoride's toxicity, and concluded that there were various subgroups of the population who are particularly vulnerable to fluoride, even at the low concentrations of fluoride in drinking water. And they've called for the EPA to lower the drinking water standards as a result of that. And so these warnings are not getting out there. That wasn't covered very well by the press. The ADA said it was irrelevant to water fluoridation. The CDC said it was completely consistent with their promotion of fluoridation.
Well, talk to us about what is fluoride?
Well, fluoride, actually, the stuff they put in your drinking water is a hazardous waste product from the phosphate fertilizer industry. But in the early days, it was sodium fluoride. When we talk about fluoride, of course, we're talking about a compound, a substance containing more than just fluorine. But when it goes into water, it produces the fluoride ions. And these are supposed to reduce tooth decay. Now, whether it does or not is an open question, because even the promoters of fluoridation now admit that the benefits of fluoride are topical. It works from the outside of the tooth, not from inside the body. Now, join the dots there. If you've got health risks and you're also told that it works on the outside of the tooth, why on earth swallow it? Why not simply use fluoridated toothpaste, brush it on your teeth, and spit it out? That's the rational thing to do. Not put it into the drinking water of everybody in society, not into the drinking water of 170 million Americans. And after this NRC report came out, the American Dental Association actually now advises parents not to use fluoridated tap water to make up baby formula. Well, how many parents have heard about it? That warning was issued November the 9th of last year.
And
how many parents have heard about that?
And hold on to that thought, Professor. We have to take a quick break here. I'll be back to talk with Professor Paul Conant, Professor Emeritus of Chemistry, joining us from New York. We're talking about the effects, the impact, and the warnings about fluoride. My name is Liz Brown. This is The Wake-Up Call. Stay with us. People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
Time Life presents the complete 10 CD Classic Soul Ballads Collection. 144 sensual ballads. Luther Vandross, Al Green, Barry White, Aretha Franklin. Just to be close to you. And now, for the first time ever, you can check out the entire 10 CD collection for 30 days for just $9.95. But wait, when you order with your credit card, you'll get free shipping and handling. That's a savings of nearly $13. So order with your credit card, and for just $9.95, you can enjoy all 10 CDs of classic soul ballads in your home. And we'll ship it to you free. If it's not the best collection you've ever heard, send it back and owe nothing more.
Call 1-800-313-6969. That's 1-800-313-6969. 1-800-313-6969.
Visit the Veterans Memorial Museum in Branson. Over 2,000 exhibits tell the stories of men and women who defended our freedoms during the wars of the 20th century. The Veterans Memorial Museum is a national tribute to our veterans and features the world's largest war memorial bronze statue. The Veterans Memorial Museum is easy to find. Just look for the full-size World War II P-51 Mustang fighter plane on West Highway 76 in Branson, Missouri. Call 417-336-2300.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. I am having a conversation this hour with Professor Emeritus of Chemistry, Professor Paul Conant. He's joining us from New York. We're talking about the effect of fluoride and what you may not know and the warnings that I'm pretty certain that a lot of you have not seen. Professor, welcome back. And I'd like to return to the conversation that we were having before the break, the conversation about the warning issued to parents of infants about mixing babies' formulas with fluoridated water.
Well, what we know now is that the most sensitive year for damage to the tooth enamel, called dental fluorosis, and there's no question that this is caused by fluoride, hence the name dental fluorosis, is the first year of life. And that's why parents must not use fluoridated tap water to make up formula. If they use formula, they should use distilled water or bottled water. But unfortunately, this warning is not getting to parents. It's not that the public health departments are not telling the parents about this warning from the ADA. You can get more information, incidentally, about all these issues from our website, which is fluorideaction.net. One word of warning here. You've got to spell fluoride right, otherwise you're going to get a different website. It's fluorideaction.net. And fluoride is spelled F-L-U. Think of flu, fluorideaction.net. There you'll find the professional statement against fluoridation. You'll find an online message, if people agree with us that we should end water fluoridation, an online message which would go directly to the U.S. senators and representatives, and also information about this ADA's warning on the tooth damage to tooth enamel.
And let's talk about this dental fluorosis.
Fluorosis.
Some people would say, well, this is just a cosmetic issue.
Well, yes, they've been saying that for years. But from my point of view, as somebody who's partly trained in toxicology, this is the first warning that you have been overexposed to fluoride, the first warning that you've had systemic damage. The fluoride has damaged the growing tooth systemically from inside the body. And the question then, and always the question has been, well, what other tissues are being damaged? Well, now we have 40 animal studies which show that fluoride damages the brain. And we have 18 studies, most of them from China, which indicate at relatively low levels you lower the IQ of children with fluoride. So, you know, it isn't just the thing about dental fluorosis, it's a biomarker. It tells you that the children have been overexposed. But it doesn't answer the question of what other damage it's done to their tissues. But we're beginning to find the answers to that.
And so what you're saying is by the time you see it in the teeth, you need to be asking the question of what did it damage on its journey to appearing on the teeth.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, the Center of Disease Control has indicated that over the last 10 years, the incidence of dental fluorosis has gone up 9%. Nearly one in three American children today has dental fluorosis.
And should we also be concerned about dental fluorosis from the fact of how the teeth look, but the difficulties that these children are going to have later in life because the teeth themselves are weakened?
Well, that's certainly true of the more severe levels of dental fluorosis. In fact, the National Research Council now says that severe dental fluorosis should be treated as a health effect because it damages the enamel sufficiently to increase tooth decay. So the very thing you're adding in, ostensibly to reduce tooth decay, can actually increase tooth decay. And yes, the concern is it makes the teeth more brittle, more difficult to fill, easier to lose later on in life, and of course, even more concern is if it's doing that to your teeth, what is it doing to your bones?
Professor, what I don't get about this, when I see the reports, when I read the advisories about keeping fluoridated water away from infant children and mixing of their formula, is the dental industry, dentists, surely they are concerned about an increase in dental in this situation. Surely they're concerned about this.
Well, I could say a lot of things about dentists on this issue. First of all, they're very busy people. They don't have time to keep up with the literature, and I'm afraid they rather follow the directions of their professional bodies, which are very much pro-fluoridation. So that's number one. Number two, the evidence is not there that if you introduce fluoridation, you have fewer dentists. In fact, studies have shown that you have more dentists in fluoridated areas. And one of the reasons is the treatment of dental fluorosis.
Mm.
In fact, dental fluorosis can be very expensive. Children with moderate and severe dental fluorosis and even mild dental fluorosis, that's going to cost up to $1,000 a tooth to have veneers put on, over a lifetime as much as $100,000. And, of course, a lot of people can't afford that, and they have to live with these markings. I should explain that at its mildest, we're talking about little white streaks or spots, and as it gets more severe, it covers more and more of the tooth surface, and then it becomes discolored and pitted. 4 to 5% of American children have moderate to severe dental fluorosis in this country. Our kids are being overexposed today with fluoride, and the quickest way to stop that is to stop water fluoridation.
And, Professor, are there certain areas of the country or certain areas of a city that have more fluoride in their water than other areas, and what are the reasons for that?
Well, there's some areas in the country which have high natural levels of fluoride. And for those who think that natural things are completely safe, think again, because we have literally millions of people in the world, particularly India and China, who are drinking naturally fluoridated water, and their bones have been absolutely crippled by this process. What I think is more relevant is that it seems that fluoride's toxicity is enhanced if you have poor nutrition, particularly iodine, if you're borderline iodine deficient. Or if perhaps you're lactose intolerant, if you're not absorbing enough calcium because you're not using enough dental products. For example, we've known for a long time that black children suffer higher rates of dental fluorosis than white children, and the same may be true of Hispanic children. And this may be coupled with inner city living, it may be coupled with poor nutrition and so on. And so there's an irony here because the emotional argument used to promote fluoridation in this country is we must do this for poor families, we must do this for minority children and so on, and yet it's these children who are most vulnerable to fluoride's toxic effects, and it's those families who won't be able to afford bottled water to make up baby formula or bottled water for cooking and drinking if they want to do it. So you trap a particular subset of the population and you make it worse for them, and at the same time you have these people crying crocodile tears saying that you're going to do it for that section of the community. It's absolutely outrageous. One of the problems that we have with tooth decay in this country is not a lack of fluoride. It's a lack of dental care for families of low income.
Lack of access to dental care.
Absolutely. That's the key. Better diet, better education, access to dental care. And this has been proved over and over again in other countries. Most countries do not fluoridate their water. Their teeth are just as good, if not better than ours, because they do pay attention to providing their early dental care and education to families, particularly families of low income.
And we're going to continue this conversation. I'm talking to Professor Paul Conant. He's Professor Emeritus of Chemistry. He's joining us from Northern New York, and we're talking about the health effects of fluoride in your water. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with us. And don't forget, in the next hour, I will be joined by Dr. Rosa Kincaid because it's time for Wellness 101. We'll be talking about cancer. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 28 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Westbound 270 between Old Halls Ferry and West Florissant. Look for stop-and-go traffic. There's an accident east of West Florissant. Eastbound 70 between Bryan Road and 79. Look for stop-and-go traffic due to an earlier accident. Southbound 270 from 370 through 70. Look for stop-and-go traffic due to an earlier accident there as well. Northbound 270 Clayton and Ladue. Look for slow traffic. Westbound 5570 from 4th Street into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for traffic to be easing, but you're still going to see some delays as you roll into downtown. Westbound 64 from Bowell Avenue into the 5570 split. Look for delays. And westbound Kingbridge traffic's moving well from the gravel pit all the way into the landing. Northbound 55 from Butler Hill into 255 interchange. Look for some delays as you try to hit that interchange. Then again from 3200 South Broadway into 44. Look for some slowdowns. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park through 270. Look for some slowdowns there as well. And northbound 270 around the 44 interchange, you can expect some delays. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For the rest of today, mostly cloudy. Chance of showers throughout the day. Otherwise hot and a high in the upper 90s. For this evening, showers and thunderstorms likely. Lows in the lower 70s. Saturday, mostly cloudy in the morning, becoming partly sunny throughout the day, high in the mid-80s. And Sunday, partly cloudy with a high around 90. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have clouds and 85 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting the same. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
Summertime, and the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address, 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your t-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. I'd like to introduce to you one of my customers, Joe Scoggins. Mr. Scoggins, how long ago did we work on your property?
It was approximately 8 to 9 years ago, Mr. Persons.
Okay, have you had any problems with your roof since that time?
Well, actually, about 3 weeks ago, I called you, and there was some water damage that was caused as a result of the storm last fall.
Okay.
And you were out the following day to do the repair work. And it was done in such a professional way that I would recommend you to any and everyone.
So how much did we charge you?
It was free, and it was done within a matter of 3 hours.
All right.
So I called you one day, and you were out the very next day, you and your son and his assistant, and you went up on the roof, and you accomplished the task within a matter of 3 hours.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. Our service starts when we complete your roof. Our number is 361-7127. You can call us day or night. 361-7127.
Good day. This is Tumpe.
This is Balanle.
And this is Angel.
Join us for Wonderful every Saturday morning at 5 on AM 920. WGNU, as we discuss our relationships between God and self, parent-child, male-female, and work.
We do all that on Wonderful?
Every Saturday morning at 5 a.m.
5 a.m.?
What?
Yes, sir.
I mean 5 a.m.
Here and there.
The Struggle for Fairness on the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Before we get back to our guest, I want to remind you of some of the advertisers here on the Wake Up Call. Here's an opportunity for you. Today is Fish Friday. That means you need to go to Archie's All-American Cafe, 6277 Delmar, right there in the loop. Why? They have a fish fry beginning at 5 o'clock today till midnight. Wonderful fish, wonderful atmosphere, and it's in the loop. A lot of fun to spend some time in the evening in the loop. If you don't have time tonight, we'll check out Archie's for hot dogs all day long. Your choice of beef, soy, or turkey. All-American hot dogs, chili dogs, Chicago dogs, St. Louis dogs, Kraut dogs, Reuben dogs, pizza dogs, cheese dogs, everything at Archie's. They've been serving the community for over 15 years right there in the U-City Loop, 6277 Del Mar, Archie's All-American Cafe. All-American Cafe, that's Archie's. Check them out. I know you want to because you support the Wake Up Call, support the advertisers of the Wake Up Call, Archie's All-American Cafe. This hour, we are having a conversation with Professor Paul Conant, Professor Emeritus of Chemistry, and we're talking about fluorine in your water.
Fluoride
in your water.
Yes.
And the impact and the effect of that. Talk to us, if you can, Professor, about the other what research bears out on cancer and fluoride. Has there been a connection made with those two?
Yes, there have been some. One particularly important animal study showed an increase in osteosarcoma in rats treated with fluoride. It's a very difficult cancer to produce in animals, and yet this stuff we put in our drinking water did just do that in rats. And since that time, one big survey in the United States showed an increase in osteosarcoma in young men. Funnily enough, not in young women, in fluoridated areas, and a greater increase in the fluoridated versus the non-fluoridated areas. And just recently, last year, a study was published from Harvard University which showed that young boys drinking fluoridated water in their 6th, 7th, and 8th years during their mid-childhood growth spurt had a 5- to 7-fold increased risk of osteosarcoma, which is a frequently fatal bone cancer. At the very least, it usually leads to young men losing a leg or two, and often to death. So the very fact, I mean, you can't say based upon one study that this is absolutely proven, but the fact that you got a really well-conducted study showing this possible link at the same time as what you're trying to achieve is a reduction in tooth decay. Well, how much tooth decay would you want to reduce if for the average population average person in the population in order to warrant the death of just one child from osteosarcoma. So that's a very serious finding. And equally serious, Liz, was the fact that this woman's professor, her name is Elise Basson, her professor at Harvard was Chester Douglas, working for the dental school. He hid this study from the public, the peers, and his funders for 3 years. If it hadn't been for my son going to the rare books section of one of the Harvard libraries and finding her PhD thesis, the world would not have known about this study. And he's still trying to maintain that this study is not showing any relationship with osteosarcoma. It's absolutely outrageous, and I wonder, you have to wonder, why it is that the U.S. government should ever have put such a sensitive study on fluoridation's possible relationship to cancer in the hands of a dental school, in the hands of a professor who works for Colgate, who's a consultant for Colgate, and at the same time is a promoter of fluoridation. What are the chances that such a person can do an independent and objective analysis? And then the fact that he hid this study for 3 years from the public sort of suggests that that's not an outrageous view of the matter. Don't forget, listeners, our webpage is fluorideaction.net, spelled F-L-U. Make sure you get the right spelling, because otherwise you get the wrong site, fluorideaction.net. There you'll find the professional statement. You'll find an online message that you can send to your U.S. senators and representative calling for congressional hearings and an end to fluoridation. And you can also find several videotapes, including one on this Harvard situation, including another with Chris Bryson. These are all available on Google Video. Chris Bryson wrote a book in 2004 called The Fluoride Deception, and he gives the sordid, and I do mean sordid, history of this practice.
Well, and that's what I want to talk about next. You mentioned earlier, Professor, that other countries don't have...
...and was leading to numerous lawsuits and also a concern about their workers, particularly in the aluminum industry, who were working in the pot lines, were exposing their bodies to fluoride, and they knew then that that was damaging their bones. And if you ever see somebody who's worked for a long time in the pot lines in the aluminium industry, you'll see just what it does to people's bones. So they were worried about liabilities. They wanted to change the image of fluoride, one of the nastiest air pollutants that we produce by industry, to this benign substance which is safe enough to put in your drinking water and put in your kiddies' teeth. And it worked. And it was the propaganda for this was led by the master, Edward Bernays, the father of public relations in this country, did a masterful job changing the image of fluoride.
This is the nephew of...
Freud, Sigmund Freud's nephew.
Right.
Yeah. Now, what the other nasty aspect of this early promotion is the Manhattan Project was involved. Because in making the atomic bomb, they used a huge amount of fluoride to make uranium hexafluoride to separate the radioactive isotopes. Huge amount of fluoride, again causing pollution near the factories that were doing this, damaging crops, causing lawsuits. And the Manhattan Project was very anxious to get as much data as possible on fluoride's long-term health effects. And they followed every step of the way the so-called trials to see how it worked on teeth. The chief toxicologist of the Manhattan Project, Harold Hodge, was overseeing the Newburgh-Kingston trial in New York, which went from 1945 to 1955. Every step of the way, they were collecting the data because they were worried about lawsuits and liabilities. Harold Hodge was also involved in the team, if you please, that injected plutonium into patients without their knowledge, terminal patients often, without their knowledge, was injected with plutonium so they could study it. I mean, that's the kind of mentality that didn't blink an eyelid at putting fluoride in our drinking water. And to add, you know, I mean, to smell a rat here, you only have to look at the fact that the U.S. Public Health Service, those beautifully white-coated gentlemen and ladies, in 1950 endorsed fluoridation before a single trial had been completed, before they had any published studies on the health effects of fluoridation. They endorsed it. And ever since, every Surgeon General has gone on the public platform and waxed lyrical about this practice. And even today, the Center of Disease Control, says that fluoridation is one of the top 10 public health achievements of the 20th century. And that message goes all the way down through your state health departments, down to your local health boards. So these guys get up like little robot toys and say, fluoridation is safe and effective, safe and effective, safe and effective. You ask them for the studies, they can't produce them. All they can say is, well, the CDC tells me it's okay. The ADA tells me it's okay. I mean, it is embarrassing. If you're a scientist and you read the literature, it is embarrassing to see what our government has done to us in the name of protecting a policy rather than protecting our health. And on our website, fluoridaction.net, you will also see details of charges that have just been made to the Center of Disease Control, particularly the Oral Health Division, which seems to be an entity unto itself, promoting fluoridation, is not warning the public, is not warning the public on the downside, is not telling the various subgroups that they might be vulnerable, and that has led to ethical charges before the CDC ethics panels, two ethics panels, heard that charge on August the 9th. So we'll see what happens with that.
And Professor Conant, what kind of water do you drink?
Well, we were able to get fluoride out of our water here. It took us 7.5 years to do it. It took a lot of help from the local university, thank goodness. But we got fluoride out. We've had it out for about 4 years now, so I'm happy to tell you that I am happily drinking tap water. Before that, I was drinking bottled water. I would go to the supermarket and buy these huge big containers, blue containers, and I would use that for drinking and cooking.
How many communities all across the country have taken fluoride out of their water?
Well, it's a growing number. It's a growing number. It's much more difficult to get it out of the water than stop it going in. So we have many, many communities that have voted not once, often two or three times, not to put it in. Portland, Oregon is an outstanding example. Albany, New York is another. Ithaca, New York, the home of Cornell University, is another. But we are getting communities around the country stopping this. We had a community recently in Maine, another one in North Carolina, another one in Arkansas, of course several in Canada. More and more. We're hoping that we're going to see a domino effect here. So basically, there are two things going on. One, we've got to change this at the center. We need the U.S. Congress to hold these agencies, which are supposed to be protecting our health, to produce the science which convinces them, and hopefully will convince us, that this is really safe and effective. I don't think they're going to be able to do that. But whilst this is going on at the center, remembering that the American Dental Association has a huge lobbying influence in Washington, so this is not going to be easy. And we're also up against the U.S. government, which doesn't make it easy. We've got to keep winning these battles at the local area. And to give you some idea of how this continues, The overconfidence, the zealotry behind this practice.
And I want you to hold that thought.
Yeah.
Hold that thought, because we have to take a break. I'm talking to Professor Paul Conant, Professor Emeritus of Chemistry. Well, he's joining us from Northern New York. We're talking about fluoride in your water. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with us.
Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
From A to Z, the Black Business Rolodex can meet all of your shopping needs.
S.
Seven Signs Masonry, 618-338-2871. Tuck 20, all brickwork, whether it's your chimney, mailbox, flower beds, barbecue pits, all your masonry needs. The best hands in the business, Seven Signs, 618-338-2871. Don't forget, always check your decks.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 till 4 on AM 920. WGNU discusses the issues that matter most to you every day. And if you have a relationship problem with a friend, coworker, or family member, it really matters to me. So call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA. Tune in every Monday through Friday afternoon from 2 until 4 and Take on the day with me, Dr. Laura, on AM 920 WGNU.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
You
want to
know what you're going to get in? Just a little touch of stock one or two.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. I'm having a conversation with Professor Paul Conant. He's joining us from New York, and we're talking about fluoride in the water. And, Professor, I caught you in the middle of a thought.
Well, one of the sad things, and thank you, Liz, for giving me the opportunity to expose people to this discussion, because, by and large, the media has not done a good job of informing the American public on this issue. And this means it's very easy for those who zealously promote fluoridation to get away with it. For example, right now, within a few weeks, the Metropolitan Water District in the Los Angeles area is about to fluoridate 18 million people. 18 million people in October might suddenly start to get fluoride in their water without having any notion of the downside of this. Meanwhile, in Pennsylvania, the state legislature is trying to introduce a bill to require mandatory fluoridation in Pennsylvania. The industry is getting rid of a hazardous waste product. They can't dump the scrubbing liquor from their wet scrubbers into the sea by international law. They can't dump it locally, but we allow them to put it into our drinking water, mix up 180,000 gallons of our nice clean water with 1 gallon of their hazardous waste, and we call that looking after our children's teeth. It's a convenient way of getting rid of hazardous waste. So, yes, the phosphate fertilizer industry is making somewhere between $100 and $200 million a year, not having to treat their waste as hazardous waste, but rather treating it as a product supposedly to reduce tooth decay. Mm. And, of course, as far as money is concerned, there are an enormous number of dental researchers who are on the gravy train. As long as they come out and say that fluoridation is safe and effective, safe and effective, safe and effective, they're going to get money from the day they start to the day they retire to continue to do endless studies on teeth, but not do the studies that we need on bones, on our brains, on our thyroid system, on our pineal glands, and all the other tissues that we think that fluoride impacts.
And let me get to a couple of callers here. Joe, you have a question for my guest, Professor Conant.
You're the only station in the whole St. Louis area brought this out. Remember St. Genevieve a few years ago? We fought fluoride poisoning. And the state officials, the health officials, county officials, and everybody, even the local TV stations, were saying these are all hicks down there. They don't know anything. But you should keep this going all the time. When I was in the hardware business a few years ago, I used to sell a tremendous amount of fluoride rat poison.
Mm.
And
fluoride rat poisoning.
Yeah. You're the only station that brought this out. St. Genevieve, if you could interview some of those people, they fought and got rid of it. And state officials, health officials, and everybody, so those are a bunch of hicks down there. They didn't know any better.
All right.
Keep just going on this subject.
All right.
This is the best thing you ever did.
Thanks, Joe.
Okay.
That's a very important point that he's made because, one of the reasons the Food and Drug Administration has never regulated fluoride for ingestion, even though it's the most prescribed medication in the United States, in the whole of our history, more people have had fluoride as medicine than any other medicine. They've never regulated it, and the reason they give is because when they were formed in 1938, fluoride was already in use, and therefore it was grandfathered in. But its use before 1938 was rat poison. Mm. Now, can you believe that? Because fluoride had been successfully used to kill rats, the Food and Drug Administration didn't feel it necessary to regulate fluoride for human ingestion. I mean, Kafka couldn't have written a more bizarre play than that particular piece of evidence.
Mm. Mary, you have a question or comment?
I have a question. I want to ask him, do they water crimson in New York come from the Adirondack Mountain spring? I know it tastes different. I've traveled quite a bit.
And why is that? What difference does that make, Mary?
I was just wondering, was the water more pure coming from the Adirondack Mountain?
Yeah, a lot of people get their drinking water from the Adirondacks. In fact, the New York City gets its water from a mountainous area, and I'm trying to remember the name. It's just this my brain for the moment. I can't remember this range of mountains, but that's where they get
most. But the fluoride, it really doesn't matter where the water comes from because the fluoride is added to the water.
That's right. I mean, there's some natural fluoride, but usually the average level in surface water is very low. Groundwater, maybe 0.1 part per million. We add fluoride at approximately 1 part per million. And they're always anxious, you know, the promoters to say, well, that's teeny, weeny, weeny, can't hurt you. 1 part per million is one cent in $10,000. It's 1 inch in 16 miles. And yet, the level in mother's milk, which is our best comparative standard, is 0.004 parts per million. What does that mean? It means if you feed your baby a formula made up with fluoridated tap water, you're going to give your baby 250 times more fluoride than nature intended for the newborn baby. 0.004 parts per million in mother's milk. Now that tells you two things. One, fluoride is not necessary for teeth. If you believe that, then you have to believe that nature screwed up on this very important dietary item. And secondly, it probably means that fluoride should come nowhere near the baby's delicate developing tissues, particularly the brain, because the blood-brain barrier is not fully developed at birth. And as I said earlier on in the program, there are now over 40 animal studies which shows that fluoride damages the brain. We have one animal study which shows that at 1 part per million, rats fed 1 part per million fluoride in their water damages their kidneys, their brains, increases the uptake of aluminium into the brain, and the formation of beta amyloid plaques, which are characteristic of Alzheimer's disease. So maybe fluoride zaps us at both ends of our life, at the beginning with the lowering of IQ, because there are now 18 studies which indicate that fluoride can do that to children's IQ, can lower their IQ, and at the other end of life may be contributing to a more rapid Alzheimer's disease. I mean, these are such serious issues that you would think that more media, more investigative journalists would be looking into this, that more government spokesmen would have some idea about it. But as the previous spokesman said, you know, whenever this issue comes up, you'll always get the state officials and the dentists and so on getting up on their feet and saying, oh, this
and
is
scaring people. I mean, this is about guilt in parents. This is about people being, I mean, Sigmund Freud's nephew was brilliant in his ability to make us think that there's certain things that we need in our life.
Yeah,
and
this fluoride, same guy, don't forget, persuaded 22,000 dentists to support smoking.
That is correct. And not only the same guy made us eat eggs and bacon for breakfast. The same guy changed the whole designing industry to pick the color green to match a pack of cigarettes so that the cigarettes would be purchased by women. He also got women to smoke in public.
That's right, down Fifth Avenue.
That's correct.
Absolutely right.
That's
and
correct.
You know, I got my shock 11 years ago when I got involved with this, and I've spent 11 years of my professional career now studying the science of this issue, so I think I know something about it. But on my first day, I said to my wife, walking to the village board meeting where they were considering this is an easy one. When they hear the science I'm going to share with them this evening, they're going to stop this. Was I wrong? Because I went to that meeting, there were all the dentists lined up, there were one or two doctors, and people were getting up from the floor and saying, I don't know any of the science, but I trust my dentist, I trust my doctor. They tell me it's okay, that's good enough for me.
Mm.
I went up to the doctor, one of the doctors in question. I said, would you please read these three in several countries over 11 years, whether it's Australia, New Zealand, Israel, Ireland, England, Canada, throughout the United States, you get these health officials getting up in public and saying this is safe and effective, safe and effective. They haven't read the literature. They will not defend you. They won't answer your questions in writing. They certainly won't debate you publicly, and they have a free ticket to ride because the, by and large, and thank goodness that you're there, by and large, they get a free ticket from the media. The investigative journalists have gone to sleep on this issue, and of course, because it's anointed by the U.S. Public Health Service, it must be okay, mustn't it?
And give us your website one more time, Professor.
It's fluorideaction.net. Make sure you spell fluoride right. It's F-L-U-O-R-I-D-E, fluorideaction.net. And if people have been moved by this, please sign the petition to Congress calling for congressional hearings.
Professor Paul Conant, thank you so much for joining me this morning on the Wake Up Call.
Thank you, Liz.
Take care now. Listen, folks, I will be back in the next hour with Dr. Rosa Kincaid, MD. Why? Because it's Friday and Wellness 101. We're going to be talking about cancer. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with us.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing your wound, that's the blow, that's the low knee.
I think I'm hearing revolution.
But the hard truth is that not everyone.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. It's a second bout with severe weather in the Midwest. ABC's Aaron Katursky tells us more rain is in the forecast for the flood ravage.
Flash flooding is possible in and around Chicago, where storms have already left a mess.
I've been a 48-year resident of the Plains, and this is the worst I've seen it.
So much rain fell, they had to open locks that sent stormwater and sewage into Lake Michigan.
They kept saying we got the funnel clouds coming, then the alarms would go off, and then it stopped. Then the rain would come down, then it would stop, and you're just like...
The governor of Ohio said his state is a disaster. And in Minnesota...
It's devastating. You know, this little town has not been through this much damage.
3 Minnesota counties have been declared disaster areas. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
More calls for withdrawal from Iraq. One of the more stunning comes from influential Virginia Republican Senator John Warner, an Armed Forces Committee member and former Navy Secretary, who said, quote, "I say to the President with great respect, consider that you initiate withdrawal," end quote. He's calling for the pullout to begin by Christmas, but he says the President should set the timetable. ABC's Martha Raddatz has White House reaction.
The White House has to be upset because Senator Warner is very key in the political debate. He could sway moderate Republicans. They don't want this kind of attention before General Petraeus' report.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff reportedly wants to reduce the number of troops in Iraq by half next year. That, according to a report in the Los Angeles Times. Astronomers have found a huge space in space. They estimate that a huge black hole in the universe, an empty space without stars or galaxies, is a billion light years across. Queen guitarist and songwriter Brian May is now a doctor of stars of sorts. He just completed his doctorate in astrophysics at London's Imperial College, something he put off to become a rock star. Viagra may be a love potion. Researchers found that Viagra not only helped men respond physically, but also boosted levels of a hormone linked to feelings of love. This is ABC News.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
So what do you want to do this weekend?
The dining room.
You want to do the dining room?
You're right. We should do the kitchen first, then the dining room.
What just happened?
Nothing inspires a weekend project faster than getting $5 off all 1 gallon cans of Glidden Evermore paint and even $5 off all Ralph Lauren paint by mail-in rebate.
Bathroom too?
Why not?
The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through August 29th in U.S. only. Void where prohibited. See store for details.
All right, welcome to Intro to Back to School.
Dad, what's with the podium? We're in the living room.
Please hold your questions until the end. Today's class is about getting organized for school.
Dad, we have an easy button.
Oh, Good answer.
At Staples, it's totally easy to get totally organized. And now a 150-pack of Staples brand filler paper is just 15 cents.
Our first guest speaker is Mrs. Simmons.
Good morning, class.
Hi, Mom.
Staples, that was easy. In-store only while supplies last. Limit 6 packs per customer. Offer ends 8/25/07.
Can a bestseller translate into a blockbuster? We'll find out this weekend when The Nanny Diaries hits the big screen. ABC's Bill Deal has a preview.
Dear Nanny, please make yourself at home.
We're on New York's Upper East Side in The Nanny Diaries.
What are you doing?
This is your room.
Scarlett Johansson stars as the nanny to a bratty little boy.
I am not kidding. Open this door right now.
I'm taking off all my clothes.
Laura Linney, who plays the boy's mother, installs a nanny cam.
I believe this videotape shows her feeding my child peanut butter and jelly directly from the jar.
I had high hopes for The Nanny Diaries, but it's disappointing and never rises much above sitcom fare. Loved Laura Linney, however. She's terrific. Two stars, Bill Deal, ABC News.
It's been much maligned of late, but the Big Mac has endured and is now celebrating its 40th birthday. The brainchild of a McDonald's franchise owner in Uniontown, Pennsylvania, it's alternately been described as heaven in your mouth and hard on your heart. I'm Karen Chase, ABC
News. Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Furrenschmeyer with your WGNU News Update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, an infant was found dead in the heat of a parked car yesterday. The 7-month-old girl was discovered in the car on a parking lot at the Washington University School of Medicine. A woman spotted the baby and ran inside a building to call 911 before breaking the car window. Rescuers attempted to revive the child and took her to a hospital where she was pronounced dead. The child had been in the car for 3 hours. It's believed the mother left the child in the back seat of the father's car, and the father thought the mother had taken the child. A St. Charles County woman was apparently poisoned by sewer gas. Brenda Zimmerman says she smelled the odor in her apartment for almost a year and began experiencing strange symptoms. The apartment manager hired a sewer repair service, but the smell didn't go away. Zimmerman's doctor did a blood test and found high levels of thiosulfate. The doctor ordered her not to return to the apartment. Zimmerman has a pending lawsuit against Bent Oak Apartments. She still suffers from memory loss, and doctors say her long-term health effects are unclear. Finally this hour, a tax credit passage made it through the Missouri House quickly yesterday. Governor Matt Blunt wrote the bill, which would steer millions of dollars in credits to urban developers, new businesses, beef cow ranchers, and movie producers. Republican leaders refused to debate most of the Democratic amendments, but the bill picked up bipartisan support, passing on a vote of 129-20. The bill will now go to the Senate, which begins hearings on Monday. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. Let's take a final look at your traffic for this 9 o'clock hour. Eastbound 40 between Big Bend and Bellevue. Look for road construction to reduce two lanes. It's going to cause a whole bunch of slowdowns. This morning, westbound 40 between Hanley and Brentwood, there's road construction there. Reduced to two lanes as well. Eastbound 70 from K through 79, that traffic's finally easing. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry through West Florissant. Look for traffic to be easing up this hour. Westbound 40 between Poplar Street Bridge and Broadway, there's lane closures removed on the ramp to 5570, but look for heavy volume as a result. Southbound 270 from 40 through Ladue, look for an accident. It's been cleared that it was north of Ladue. There are a number of ongoing construction projects in and around the St. Louis metropolitan area. Give yourself some extra time, give the workers a break, and slow down through those work zones. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and this weekend. For today, look forward to hot, mostly cloudy, chance of thunderstorms throughout the day with a high in the upper 90s. For this evening, showers and thunderstorms likely, lows in the lower 70s. Saturday, mostly cloudy in the morning, partly sunny throughout the day, chance of showers high around the mid-80s. And Sunday, partly cloudy with a high around 90. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 86 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 86 as well under mostly cloudy skies.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how
but the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. Struggle against the common enemy demands tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who would dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, 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 welcome. It's Friday, and that means that it's 9 o'clock, and that means that it is time for Wellness 101 with Dr. Rosa Kincaid. Dr. Kincaid, good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
How are you?
I'm doing just great.
Very good. And I guess one of the things that I think that it's always helpful for us to do is to try to kind of deconstruct, if you will, some ways and things that people look at, the ways that people look at health and health issues. And that's what we're going to be doing today, is talking about the big C, talking about cancer and what people should be doing, how people should be looking at and treatments and options that people have with dealing with cancer, because you're seeing a lot of it coming into your office, right?
Yes, I'm seeing an increase of cancer patients coming into my office, and I'm seeing it at younger and younger ages, and I'm seeing fatalities in younger ages, people in their 30s and 20s, and it's really, really scary, especially with all the increased technology we have, and of course, St. Louis is a city of hospitals. We have a top 10 hospital here, and with all of that that's available to us, things are getting worse, especially for black people.
And how do the numbers fall with respect to people getting cancer? What do those numbers look like?
Well, the numbers are increasing. Right now, we can expect every four people to get, yes. And the reason why really this came to my attention is I was in Los Angeles, as you know, last week, and I was reading the LA Times, and they did an article about life expectancy, and Americans are number 41 on the list life expectancy. There are 41 countries in front of us where the people live longer than we do, but we are number one in the amount of money that is spent on health.
And I think, don't we also have to add to that, out of that article, Dr. Kincaid, is our life expectancy numbers have been dropping for decades. Well, I mean, this isn't something new. We've been going downhill for decades as the amount of money that we're spending on health care, the amount of money that we're spending on research, the amount of hospitals that we're building, the amount of doctors that we're churning out, we keep slipping every decade in life expectancy.
That's right. As a matter of fact, 10 years ago, we were number 11.
10 years ago.
And now we're number 41. We're in back of most of Europe, many small countries.
Zimbabwe. And then the reason why I say Zimbabwe is because we will hear time and time again about how horrible President Dr. Mugabe is, and then inflation is 1,000,000% or whatever it is in Zimbabwe. But people are living long. Now explain that in a country that is so, that we are told is so economically challenged, so governmentally challenged, so monstrously people are dictated to, that they live longer in Zimbabwe than we do in a country that is the birthplace, as they tell us, of democracy.
Well, that's interesting that you picked that country. I actually did part of my residency training in Zimbabwe, and when I was there, the entire population had access to health care, as is most of the industrialized countries. You don't have to pay for health care. One of the reasons that we do have such a high incidence of cancer is we have a problem with obesity. United States is the most obese, has the most obese population in the world. And in some instances, many of our countries, so-called third world countries, you know, obesity is really not a problem.
And then also you can see countries where we've started to have our influence. Japan is now having obesity issues. China is now having obesity issues.
But they're all ahead of us.
Wow. We're going to take a break here. I'm talking to Dr. Rosa Kincaid, MD. My name is Liz Brown. This is Wellness 101. We're talking about cancer. Stay with us.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
From A to Z, the Black Business Rolodex can meet all of your shopping needs.
Yes.
Seven Signs Masonry. 618-338-2871. Tuck 20, all brickwork, whether it's your chimney, mailbox, flower beds, barbecue pits, all your masonry needs. The best hands in the business, Seven Signs. 618-338-2871. Don't forget, always check your decks.
Hello, this is Brother Willie Loudon. Join me every Sunday morning at 8:30 and Let's Praise Him broadcast. Good gospel music and the
that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU. And for the personal issues that matter most, join me, Dr. Laura, now from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Then go do the right thing.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Wellness 101. My name is Liz Brown. I am here with Dr. Rosa Kincaid, MD. We're talking about cancer. And Dr. Kincaid, talk to us. Cancer. What is cancer?
For one thing, cancer is a word. When people hear cancer, it's like it's one of the most fearful words that people can hear. It's what makes people afraid to go to see their doctor if they don't feel good, mm-hmm. because, you know, it's kind of like it's a word that when you hear it, you feel like your life is over.
I don't want to go to the doctor because I know it's going to tell me I have cancer.
It's a terrifying word. Mm-hmm. But cancer is actually a part of your body. It's a part. It occurs when the cells in your body, when they don't get exactly what they need to flourish, to divide and make other healthy cells, like every certain number of days or weeks or months, like for instance a blood cell, it might divide and reproduce itself every 90 days, and bones are always growing, they're always regenerating. But if these cells don't get enough potassium, if they don't get enough magnesium, if they don't get enough of the nutrients that they need, what happens is they start dividing in a bizarre fashion. Instead of reproducing every 90 days, they might start reproducing every 90 minutes until you have a tumor. And it's not just the vitamins and minerals that can cause these cells to lack of these proper minerals that can cause the cells to go berserk, but also exposure to a lot of environmental toxins, environmental stresses, which is something that you spoke about in the last hour, being exposed to certain chemicals in the air, in the water, different toxins. And then when you have these toxic overloads, and you might be smoking, you might be drinking, you might be under an increased amount of stress, these cells of your body start to multiply, and they multiply to the point where they'll get to a point where there'll be a mass there, and it'll start taking up space. And when these cells grow into a mass and start taking up space, that's when you experience different symptoms. That's when you might feel a breast mass, or that's when your body starts to feed a tumor or something that's growing there. You know, your blood count might go down, or you might feel weak, which will prompt you to say, "Oh, it's something." Or you might start losing weight, so it prompt you to go to your physician. But the cells are parts of your body. They don't come from outside, from outer space. They're parts of your body that actually they start growing in a bizarre fashion.
Now, what about, you mentioned obesity in the last break. Does obesity have an impact on cells behaving in these bizarre ways?
Yes, it does. And I interpret it as it's not just that you're overweight
and you're going to get cancer. It's not that connective.
That's right. It's just a risk factor, because most people who are obese, it's because of the types of food that they eat are unhealthy. As you know, on the show that we do at the end of the month, we're fixing our raw vegetables, raw nuts and seeds. You can eat as much of that as you can possibly eat, because of the type of food that it is. You just can't get obese on that.
Mm-hmm.
But with the foods that we have out now, which are mostly processed foods that don't have any.
So it's not the fact that you are obese. It's the stuff that you've put into your body to get you to that place.
Exactly.
That weakens the cells, that makes you a breeding ground for cells to start acting bizarre or weak. What is the connection here?
Well, these foods are processed. They don't have the vitamin and mineral content.
So this is getting us to causes of this.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. We talked about one of the causes is the cells go berserk, mm-hmm. basically, because they're not getting the vitamins and the minerals that they need to produce healthy cells. Well, these foods, these fattening foods that we have out here, these fried foods, some of them with fried foods, just heating that oil up to that high temperature is carcinogenic. We spoke about that a couple of weeks ago.
Carcinogenic, which means cancer cause.
That's right, because the oils, you know, when you get those oils up to the heat high enough to fry them, they become carcinogens. So those foods, and they're processed, which means when we say processed, we means they've been treated in a way so the vitamin and mineral content is basically not there. When we're getting a lot of sugars, we're getting a lot of starches, we're getting a lot of fattening foods. We spoke about how eating refined sugar basically overstimulates the pancreas, makes you hypoglycemic, makes you eat more food, but it doesn't add any nutrition to your body. Like if you use honey as a sweetener, or molasses has iron in it, it's a healthier sweetener.
And then so now you're talking about the stuff that is the removed from food in the cooking and preparation process of the fattening foods that people eat to make them obese. And talk to us also about the stuff that is put in the food, the processed food, that also contributes to the weakening of the cells, the weakening of the body, the making the body a breeding ground for cancer.
Yes, and the weakening of the immune system. Yes.
Like the artificial colors and all of that kind of stuff.
Yes, the artificial colors, artificial flavors, natural flavors, which confuses a lot of people. They think if they see the word natural in front of everything, they think it's healthy.
Mm-hmm. Because politically, our Food and Drug Administration, our laws, our legislators have allowed the manufacturers of food to put in the ingredient section the words natural flavoring, but what these really are chemicals.
That's right. That's right. For instance, if you see something that says natural orange flavor, it's not made from oranges.
Mm-hmm.
It's made from a chemical that makes you think you're eating an orange. But if you see something that says orange extract or vanilla extract, that is actually made from extracted from the fruit or extracted from the plant, etc. So with these chemicals, preservatives, that's another chemical that's put in our food to increase the shelf life of our food. Doesn't have any health benefits to have a chemical in your food so something can sit on the shelf for 6 months or who knows how long it's been sitting there.
And if we think of our bodies in terms of an entity that is pure in and of itself, when you put items in your body that are, you're ingesting items in your body that are not natural to your body, that the body is not familiar with, your body reacts the same as you do when something comes into your world that is not natural, that is not healthy, and that you don't know anything about. Your body, there has to be a cause and effect of that, right?
Yes, you know, basically your body rejects it, and it uses your immune system, which is something that is designed to protect you from cancer and to protect you from harmful carcinogens or anything else harmful. Your immune system is designed to take those things and remove them from your body.
To keep you immune from these things.
That's right. That's right.
But if you have a weakened immune system.
Yes. If you have a weakened immune system because you haven't really been aware of what you need to do to keep your immune system healthy, or if you've been ingesting toxic food for most of your life, or you've been living an unhealthy lifestyle, you know, then your cells start to go berserk. Your immune system is so weakened it really can't
fight it.
And it's happening at
serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health.
Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Looking for time made just for you? Wanting to hear from some young people who are cool and well-informed? Have some questions adults just can't seem to answer? There is a place for you on WGNU Radio. Tune in Sunday nights at 5:30. You'll hear teens talk about stuff teens understand. Find out about the latest in music, sports, and other issues that matter. Finally, a talk show for teens, about teens, by teens, on 9:20 a.m., 5:30 Sunday nights. Sponsored by the St. Charles Lwanga Center.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to This is Wellness 101. My name is Liz Brown. I'm here with Dr. Rosa Kincaid, MD, and we're talking about cancer, and we're talking about the causes of cancer. We're talking about the nutrition piece, and I just, on a personal level, it's just, to me, I just kind of just want to sing it from the rooftops in terms of how important it is to about what the things we put into our bodies, and the things that we don't put in our bodies. But it's not just the poor nutrition. We also have exercise. Talk to us about this. And I know this isn't rocket science to people, but Dr. Kincaid, you're seeing younger and younger people coming in. The message is not getting through.
No, the message isn't getting through. People are hearing about nutrition and exercise, but
maybe the nutrition and exercise is connected to the message of losing weight, and people don't really connect to it that way, or if they do, they don't want to connect to it because they don't want to think about losing weight. That the message about nutrition and food, maybe it should be delivered in a way that is separate from you want to lose weight, as opposed to, you know what, this is the A plus the, I mean, the 1 plus the 2, this is what we're supposed to be doing every day.
Well, I always try to do that when my patients come into the office. I always try to concentrate. People who ask, who tell me that they want to lose weight, I always do concentrate on you want to do this because of health. The reason why is because weight is a very cultural phenomenon. When I came back from Ghana a couple of months ago, I asked, well, what is your, you know, I asked the young guy, well, what do you think is beautiful? What's your idea of beauty? He said, well, I like to see a figure eight, which is two round balls.
Mm.
Two round balls.
Okay.
And I would like to see a gap in the front of the teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to see rings around the neck.
See?
So, you know, I tell my young ladies that come in, you know, you're really round, and if you were over there in Ghana, the people would be chasing you up and down the street all day long. But in this environment, it's associated with certain risk factors, certain diseases. That's why I want you to do something while you're here.
And when you see younger and younger people coming into your office being diagnosed with cancer, What is it about younger people now? What is it that 20 years ago young people didn't have? And what's different today?
Well, what's different today is that we have more environmental toxins now. Mm-hmm. We have many more. The air is not as good as it was 30 years ago. As a matter of fact, there was a study done a couple of years ago. It was printed in Self magazine, where they rated the health of the top cities, and St. Louis came as the worst city, mm-hmm. and a lot of it had to do with the air. We have more processed foods. Per capita, St. Louis has more fast food restaurants than any city in the United States.
Wow.
We
had the worst, and we got rated worst for our public school lunches, the worst in the nation because of the food that we serve our babies.
Yes, and actually I was at the Black Expo last weekend, and one of the things that questions that we made to the person that's the head of the teachers union was that, you know, these children, we have soda machines in the schools.
Soda and
we have machines. So you can go up and buy a soda, and we have a problem with obesity here, and children have that. And you can't, you know, there's no bottled water there, mm-hmm. you know, and there's no apples and fruits. So what you can get if you need a snack or a boost is some soda.
And that's different than it was 20 years ago.
When
that's
right.
I was in grade school, when I was in high school, you didn't have snack machines that you can go. You had to go to a store and make a trip to a store, and you didn't do it because you just didn't do that.
And you really couldn't eat snacks in school.
Yeah,
that I can.
Couldn't.
You couldn't
yeah.
sit in the classroom and eat a snack.
Yeah.
I can remember.
And
you had to eat in the lunchroom.
And then when you also tie that to the amount of television that a 20-year-old has watched by the time they've reached television as opposed to 20 years ago, they've watched tons more television than 20 years ago. Then you dissect what they're watching on television. I can't just pay attention to people out there. Just pay attention for two commercial cycles on television and watch how many commercials are telling you to go eat something that is super fattening, super obesity causing, and super unhealthy.
Yes, and not only that, but they have the celebrities and they selling unhealthy drinks, mm-hmm. Selling alcohol, which also places you at risk for getting cancer. We have rap stars, and they show the commercials with rap music in back of it. So it's considered to be really hip
to
do your body wrong. They don't have hip hop music in back of fruits and vegetables, and I don't see any of that on billboards or
Okay, yeah. Let me get to a caller here. Dimitri, you have a question or comment for Dr. Rosa Kincaid?
I do. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Kincaid.
Good morning, Dimitri.
I just want to say right on with the message that you're sending out to the world. My daughter happens to be a holistic physician, and she graduated from the medical school in Iowa. So. But here's the question I have for you, and I'll take your answer off the air. I've known several families in which more than one member of the family has died of cancer. In one recent case, it's actually three. So my question to you, Dr. Kincaid, is does genetics contribute a large possibility to a person getting cancer? I'll hang up and listen to your call. Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you, Dimitri.
That's a very, very good question because we hear a lot about genetics. If you have a lot of people, and I'm like you, Dimitri, my family is, everybody dies from cancer in my family. So in all of our families, we have genetic dispositions. In some families, there's a genetic disposition to have a heart attack. There's some families, diabetes runs in the family. There's some families, hypertension runs in the family. However, I agree with what Dr. Neil Barnard said, who we had on here about 3 weeks ago. that what causes the problem to manifest is that the recipes run in the families. If you have a genetic disposition for cancer, if you look around and see what people in the family are eating, their diets and their lifestyle is going to be very similar.
So in other words, you don't see a whole lot of people that have a predisposition to cancer sitting around and eating raw.
You don't see them eating raw. You don't see them getting out and doing that regular exercise. You don't see them trying to filter their water to the best of their ability so it doesn't have the fluoride in it. You don't see them reading labels and trying to avoid the natural flavors, the artificial flavors. You know, it's not that you can be that you're perfect in this environment, but you know you have to try to the best of your ability to follow some sort of protocol where that is as holistic and natural as you possibly can. If you do that to the best of your ability, your chances of getting what runs in your family is not going to be the same as. Well, I'm sure the listening audience has someone in their family, has seen someone in their family being treated with early detection, maybe someone has had surgery and then it's gone away. If you have a case that's not advanced, someone may have breast cancer. You can have the lump removed, or you've seen someone they may have had the breast removed. And then if there is if you have a certain gene. That gene that they say that causes cancer, they may prophylactically remove the breast if it doesn't have cancer. Mm. And even if you don't
prophylactic breast removal.
That's right. Even if you have no cancer, if your mother has cancer and you have that gene, you know the recommendation is that you have a prophylactic mastectomy, both of your breasts. That's one treatment. Also, surgery, prostate surgery. Many of you may know someone who's had prostate surgery. So surgery is one of the treatments. And what that is that you just try to cut out the area that has cancer. If you have an abnormal pap smear, you could have a hysterectomy, or if you have ovarian cancer. So surgery is one of the mainstays of cancer treatment. That's one thing you do. The second thing that you can do is have and another thing is there are new techniques where they even have laser surgery. So it's they've really improved those techniques.
Radiation.
Radiation is basically you nuke out the tumor, you expose it to a high level of radiation that kills the tumor, that kills the growth. You know, tumors are growing. They have their own blood supply. They multiply. So when you apply a high amount of radiation to something that's growing or something that's there, it will basically burn. It basically burns out the tumor. Chemotherapy are medicines that have been developed that stop the growth of rapidly growing tissues or masses. Some of these chemotherapy medicines have even been developed from plants. One called vinblastine is developed from periwinkle flower, which grows somewhere in Madagascar or something like that. So those are the three standard treatments.
And let me get to a caller or two here. Mary.
Yes. Good morning, Liz. And
good
Dr.
morning.
Good morning.
Okay. I have a problem with the religious community. I was thinking that their whole philosophy about anything as far as cancer, disease, or anything is to and in food is to pray over your food and not worry about what's in it. As long as they pray over it in Jesus' name, they say that, you know, they're protected from all these different things. What do you say to these people? And they're steady getting fat. And also, they also say that it's your attitude towards people that can cause all the anxieties and things that can cause all these your tumors to grow in a negative manner.
Thank you so
and I'll
much.
Listen to you.
Thank you so much. And let's take a break, Dr. Kincaid, and we'll come back and address those two questions that Mary had for you. My name is Liz Brown. I'm having a conversation with Dr. Rosa Kincaid, MD. We're talking about cancer. We will be back after this. These words from our sponsors. Please stay with us. Living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address. 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your t-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. I'd like to introduce to you one of my customers, Joe Scoggins. Mr. Scoggins, how long ago did we work on your property?
It was approximately 8 to 9 years ago, Mr. Persons.
Okay, have you had any problems with your roof since that time?
Well, actually, about 3 weeks ago, I called you, and there was some water damage that was caused as a result of the storm last fall.
Okay.
And you were out the following day to do the repair work. And it was done in such a professional way that I would recommend you to any and everyone.
So how much did we charge you?
It was free, and it was done within a matter of 3 hours.
All right.
So I called you one day, and you were out the very next day, you and your son and his assistant, and you went up on the roof, and you accomplished the task within a matter of 3 hours.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. Our service starts when we complete your roof. Our number is 361-7127. You can call us day or night. 361-7127.
Time Life presents the complete 10 CD Classic Soul Ballads Collection. 144 sensual ballads. Luther Vandross, Al Green, Barry White, Aretha Franklin.
Just to be close to you.
And now, for the first time ever, you can check out the entire 10 CD collection for 30 days for just $9.95. But wait, when you order with your credit card, you'll get free shipping and handling. That's a savings of nearly $13. So order with your credit card, and for just $9.95, you can enjoy all 10 CDs of classic soul ballads in your home. And we'll ship it to you free. If it's not the best collection you've ever heard, send it back and owe nothing more.
Call 1-800-313-6969. That's 1-800-313-6969. 1-800-313-6969.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to This is Wellness 101. My name is Liz Brown. I'm here with Dr. Rosa Kincaid, MD, and we're talking about cancer today, and we're talking about the causes of it, what the Western treatments of the illness are. Let me get to another caller or two here, and then we can. But before we have to get to the question, because we left with the question, and one of the questions connected to the church. The church saying, you know what, if food is bad, just pray over it, and pray over food, and rather than changing your diet, that's the way that we should be dealing with this. How do you respond to that, Dr. Kincaid?
Well, I don't like to say anything negative about the church, but I do know that in Genesis it says that as for your meat, it should be something that comes off of the trees. And the other thing it says in there, for any problems that you have, I made a plant somewhere that can heal you. I've been called out on this several times myself by people who know the Bible better than I do, I'm sure. But I can say that there are many people in church who have cancer. There are pastors who may even be saying that, who have cancer. So I don't think that God wants us to have cancer. I don't think that our bodies were designed to go through the type of trauma of surgery and being irradiated and taking chemotherapy that makes your hair fall and makes you sick. So I would like to sit down with some of those people and discuss that. I mean, if everyone in there was healthy and thriving.
No, I mean, that there are specific things that we are supposed to do to keep ourselves safe. And unfortunately, food is such an amazing connection with us emotionally, psychologically. I wish it was as simple as saying, all right, I'm going to put this big plate of fattening food. I'm going to have some pig feet. I'm going to have some greens cooked in pig feet. I'm going to have turkey double fried, deep fried in my deep fryer with French fries and ketchup and mayo with that. And I'm going to pray over this, and it's going to be all right. God gives us better wisdom than that, you know. And the choices that we make are the choices that we are supposed that contribute to what God intends us to be. I mean, God gives us choices to make the right choices.
Okay, and where does it say that it's acceptable to have surgery and die on an operating table and walk around?
It would be wonderful. All you had to do, I'm going to have this big old plate of McDonald's, double cheeseburgers, and all that. Just pray over it and it'll be all right. No, then that means you don't exercise either. Just pray over your food. Don't exercise. Don't do anything. Just pray over it. I need to exercise, but I'm just going to pray over it. Come on.
Now, and if that were the case, St. Louis wouldn't be number one on the list because St. Louis is one of the prayingest places that I've ever been in my entire life. Mm. People here
make better choices. God's telling you every time that you have indigestion from eating putting the wrong stuff in your body, God's telling you, stop doing that. Stop doing that. You don't pray on it and say, stop, God, stop telling my body to tell me not to do what I'm doing. You know, that, I mean, that's contrary to what God puts all these things in you to let you know that what you should be doing and what you shouldn't be doing. Let me get to a caller or two. James.
Yeah, good morning, Liz. Good morning, Dr. Kincaid.
Good morning.
I'd just like to very briefly read something very briefly. It's from Dr. Stanley Burroughs, and he's a theologian and also a naturalist. And he says that there's nothing wrong with praying, but we're praying the wrong thing. He said, better ask God to bless the proper foods that we select when we're shopping in our stores. He said, ask God that we properly know how to prepare the food so that we're not eating dead food and that the food that we eat nourishes our body. And then finally, let us pray to ask God that the knowledge to keep our body strong and healthy, and that we need to not ask him to help heal a sick and ailing body that came as a result of us not following God's natural laws of nature, which are given to us in the first book of Genesis.
Amen, James.
And I just want to say one other thing, too, to Dr. Kincaid. When we talked about the African-American community, one of the very, very unfortunate things that's happening to African people is that one of the highest cancers in the African-American community is lung cancer, and that's the most preventable cancer because it's the result of smoking.
There
Thank
you go. And we would be remiss, thanks, James, we would be remiss if we don't get to some of these alternative treatments, Dr. Kincaid. Talk to us about what are some alternative treatments out here.
Well, I wish I had something real exotic to tell you. There are all kinds of alternative treatments. But the best alternative treatment or the best treatment is to start with that diet that is plant-based, as much raw foods, raw, at least 80% raw fruits, vegetables, nuts and seeds, pure water, exercise, a positive attitude, avoid negative, the other lady that was talking about anxiety and negative people, you want to avoid those people. And then that's kind of like at the base of the holistic treatment. You know, there are many different herbs that people have read that ask me about noni and ginseng, and they just did a study at the NIH about flaxseed, and you know, there are a lot of different herbal treatments, you know, that can work if you don't wait too late.
Because that's the thing. Some people get on death's door and say, okay, I'm ready to change my diet.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, and change it, but.
If you can't even eat anymore because you're too weak, you can't swallow things, or you're in so much pain, you have to take so much pain medicine, you can't have a bowel movement. You know, if you wait too late, it's not going to work. The other thing that we see is a lot of people, they just want to, you know, continue eating what they're eating and take noni juice. That's not going to work, people. You know,
it's like you have termites in your house and you go get some paint and paint it on top of the termites and expect that things are going to be all right. Yeah, you know, the paint, okay, yeah, the paint looks good, but it's meaningless. It is meaningless to put paint on a house that's infested, the wood that's infested with termites. You got to deal with the termites.
Yes, there are many different herbs. You can call me. I'll talk to you about it. But at the basis of it is the food and the lifestyle. It has to be at the basis of any treatment. If anyone tells you that they have a big cure and they're going to do this and that and whatever, and they're not talking to you about your diet and your lifestyle, and you're not exercising, and you're not eating those vegetables, then you're not going to have a good outcome. Cruciferous vegetables. That's a
heck of a word.
It's a great place to start.
What does cruciferous mean?
Cruciferous vegetables are power foods and herbs, which, you know, we can discuss. You can give me a call. We can discuss them. But if you're not, you got to start doing the diet first, people.
You got it. Absolutely, it matters what you're putting in your house. It matters what you're putting in your temple. It matters. The number for Dr. Rosa Kincaid, MD, is 644-0000. That's 644-0000. If you have any more questions, you can call.
Area code 314.
314-644-0000.
I think we're going to get a testimonial on here, Liz.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Next week is our food preparation. We're going to do some stuffed pepper.
And we have Chef Liz now, who's just taken over this whole thing.
I'm losing my mind. I am doing so. I bought new books, and I'm doing all this stuff. Yeah, we're gonna have some. We're going to have black pepper cheese, green Anaheim peppers stuffed with a black pepper cheese and a mole sauce on top of that. Okay? How's that sound?
Sounds good to me.
All right now we're going to be doing that and some more next week when we do our raw food, live food preparation show, because it's the end of the month. My name is Liz Brown. Dr. Rosa Kincaid, thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Okay, and everybody needs to stay well. I'll be back same time, same place on Monday. Until then, thank you so much for listening, and you know the drill. Stay strong.
Food is your best medicine.
There you go.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor